about.
Unless your local government has given you other instructions, turn on the radio.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
You sound really pretty. Let me tell you what I'm wearing. I'm wearing brown pants, an old navy crew neck, and a pair of red Skechers. I'm lying on my floor playing with my model trains right now. I'm making tracks, baby! Oh, just lay back and listen. I'm small, but I know how to choo-choo! You could be my jungle gym, and I'll swing around and climb. Let me get my trampoline, baby! Choo-choo!
It was awkward, but it was actually really entertaining at the same time.
And now...
What?
Our feature presentation.
That's a great question.
Yeah, we're wasting her time. That's how that works.
Hey, party people, it's finally Thursday. 1-800-520-1067. That is the telephone number if you want to get in on Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. We put you on the air in about a minute and give you a prize. What's going on, peeps? How's everybody doing?
That was Gary Coleman.
Yeah, he's
yes.
sexy.
Try to be
he
sexy.
Is.
And,
try. Come on. Did you hear that voice?
I may be small, but I know how to choo-choo. What is that supposed to do for anyone?
I don't know what's going on with Gary. You know, I have him in my death pool for this month. So, I mean, you know, that was my call a few months ago, is that he was going to die in March. So
that's rough.
It is.
I had
he keeps having all these... you should have had Corey Haim, man. You were so close.
No.
Wow.
Just a near miss.
Yep. He started having all these seizures and stuff, though. You know, I feel like, come on, Gary.
Really? That's how you're rooting?
Well, I mean, look.
I'm just saying.
What are we going to miss?
It's a little harsh.
Well, oh, we're going to.
Choo-choo, baby.
You're going to miss choo-choo.
We're going to miss out on his next Academy Award winning role. Come on. Oh. What?
On his next phone sex line. That's what we're going to miss out on.
Yeah.
Remember when he said, I'll make you some dinner. We'll put on some light rock. What did he say? Mellow light rock music.
Some adult contemporary music.
That's
right. He may have been the worst sex talk operator of all time.
So that's his contribution to society. We need that.
Okay.
I know where to get money, though, from him.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's true.
He's very helpful there.
If you want to sell a body part, he does commercials for that, I think. I'm not sure.
One of those things.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. Few lines open. If you get on the air, we are going to give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Some of the best albums of the last few months can be yours for being on the air with us today. Alice in Chains' Black Gives Way to Blue, Phoenix's Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, also Linkin Park's Minutes to Midnight, and Silver Sun Pickup's Swoon are all yours at 1-800-520-1067. If you haven't yet been to kevinandbean.com, you need to go and check out that school. I think it's looks like maybe a middle school in Arizona where the chorus there sings a Phoenix song. I think they sing 1901, and it's really great. I mean, it's not the type of song you usually see in choir.
No.
But they do a really, really good job with it. Or maybe it's Listomania. I can't remember which one it is, but definitely check out KevinBean.com. You'll enjoy it.
Whatever it is. All right. Let's begin with Manuel. Hi, Manuel.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
How you doing this night?
I'm good.
I got pulled over the other day, and... excuse me?
I'm sorry. Yes?
I got pulled over for talking on the phone the other day, and the cop himself was talking on his phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's allowed to do that. You're not.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
That out.
That's how that works.
When he pulled up to my window and asked, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, because we were both talking on our cell phones.
Oh, good one. And what did he say to that?
He said, license and registration.
Yeah.
That's witty, but I'm not sure that's what he was looking for.
But you know what? At that point, what did he have to lose? If he was going to get a ticket for talking on his phone,
right.
At least maybe for a split second, the cop would go, yeah, you're right. That's pretty funny. And then leave. I mean, who knows?
I guess. But you also don't know you're going to get a ticket at that point. Sometimes they'll run it.
Manuel, are you kidding? They always give the brown man a ticket. You know that.
I didn't think about that. Well, you were funny, and I think you deserved to get off for it. But he apparently didn't have the same sense.
Yeah. Too bad.
Thanks for the call. How about our old friend Chewy dialing us in at line number two? Hey, Chewy, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, fellas, I'm good. Thank you. How you doing, Lisa?
Good.
Hey, I got a confession to make. I feel really, really bad. I called you guys not too long ago, and I explained to you that I checked my son's cell phone for sexting and pictures and stuff and whatnot.
Right. How old is he?
He's 19, and his girlfriend is going to be 18, like, really soon.
I hope today.
Yesterday she turned 18.
Good call. Okay, better.
She turned yesterday. Okay, well, I go through his phone and I see these pictures of her that I probably shouldn't see.
Right. Were they nude?
Completely.
Yes.
100%.
Okay.
But the latest picture was, let me see. Oh, she wears white pants.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Your son hit the mother load.
Chewy, your son is 19. He's not 14. Why are you going through his phone? If you're going through his phone looking for sexy time, you're not doing it to look out for him. You're doing it because you would do it.
No, I'm not going to admit to that yet.
But, but Chewy, he's 19. Bean's right. Yeah. It's not like he's 12.
I still pay the phone bill. I still get to check out the phone.
Oh, well, if he pays the bill.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. She's hot, isn't she? Your son's girlfriend is hot.
Smoking.
Yeah. And you thought maybe there's some pictures I could see.
Gross.
What?
You're the best.
What would your son say if he knew that you were looking at his phone for pictures of his just barely 18-year-old girlfriend?
I'll give you some more next week.
Thank you for paying my phone bill, Dad. Right. And that's how I pay you back.
I'm sure his son
totally knows what's going on.
He does.
Yeah.
He knows that
this
you're
is
going
their
through.
Little deal.
Oh, wow. I don't go through his phone behind his back. I tell him, let me see your phone, and he hands it over to me.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So this is a deal where he understands that his dad wants to see pictures of his naked girlfriend who just happened to have turned 18.
No, hold on.
Right?
I mean, that's exactly what you're describing. If he knows you're going through the phone, he knows you're seeing those pictures of his girlfriend, it sounds like he's okay with it, which is just creepy.
Unless he forgets that they're on there and I happen to stumble across them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Chewy.
Wow, you're the
Chewy.
Best.
This is wrong. I'm not saying I wouldn't do the exact same thing, but this is really wrong, dude.
I'm trying to confess to you, and you're making me feel really, really
All right,
bad.
Chewy, the only way that you can really confess is if you
say No, don't even say it. Don't say it.
What?
I don't know how much I trust him that she turned 18 yesterday. This
That's
is Chewy
point.
We're talking right. about.
Don't send us pictures. But when she turns 18, then send us pictures.
All right, Chewy, you're the best, man. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Chewy.
Love that guy.
All right, let's pause and think about all the ways that's wrong. That may be, we may have to do that as a phone-in topic one of these days. About the
Your parent hit on your girlfriend, boyfriend?
Yeah.
I'll bet we would get plenty of those calls.
I'm sure.
Not that Chewy hit on her, but I'm sure he is, let's be honest.
Yeah. Let's try the unfortunately named Maxie on line three. Hi, Maxie. Thanks for calling the Kevin Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Well, I'm a student at Cal State Dominguez Hills, and I learned that employers, before they hire, they look at your MySpace and your Facebook to see if you put anything inappropriate.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, it's not only employers this time, it's also universities.
That's correct as well.
And, like, they also have these staff dedicated to just looking at them. And it's not just, like, two or three people. It's, like, 10 or more.
Right. Yeah, and we've been trying to put this message out for a long time that the internet is not a secure line.
Mm-hmm.
And especially stuff on Facebook and you know, MySpace, you put pictures up or incriminating stuff or you're just trying to be funny. And they'll look at it and they'll go, no, you can't be hired. It's bogus, but it happens.
Yeah, universities do that too. And if you put one inappropriate thing, they will literally not accept you. They'll send you a letter of rejection. They won't tell you why.
Right. And what was the picture that you think caused you to get turned down?
I didn't get turned down. I got accepted. I didn't put anything inappropriate either one.
Maxie does sound like she's calling with a late-breaking bulletin from 2006, doesn't she?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it is common knowledge for people who've been on the internet for a while that employers and even schools, even, by the way, high schools sometimes do it as well.
Yeah.
They'll check out their students to see what's going on online, and then they'll say it's their business, and you can get in a lot of trouble.
Well, I mean, you used to be able to hide a lot of stuff because it was personal. Well, right. It's not personal anymore if you put it out up on the internet for everybody to see. All of a sudden, the party that you're smoking pot at or something now becomes public record. It's not just something you hide from the people you don't want to know about.
And the latest, of course, is Twitter, which is also being combed. So,
yeah, that's right. A problem.
Got to be careful what you do. All right, thank you.
All right, Maxie, thanks for the call. I hope I'm glad you didn't have to find out the lesson the hard way like so many other people have.
I think she did. I think she's just lying.
I don't know. She sounded like a pretty riveting interview. I would want to spend a lot of time with Maxie.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
Today we're going to do Ask a Porn Star.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jessica Drake.
Nice.
What's on her Facebook page? That's my concern.
That's a great question. So if you've had any questions for a porn star, you know, good or bad, whatever, if you're interested in that topic, we're going to do that today. We also have Dr. Drew in today, who's going to be talking about Sober House.
Oh, Sober House is so good.
Yeah, nice work with Corey Haim, Doc.
Oh.
Yeah, great.
I'm just saying, where was Dr. Drew? He's the guy who saves all the celebrities.
Right, but he can't save everyone.
He's got to get him into celebrity rehab first.
He should have some sort of spidey radar or something like that where he can tell what a celebrity needs help, and then he goes and knocks on the door
and
saves them.
Somebody puts the bat in the sky and he looks
whatever,
at it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, Dr. Drew dropped the ball on Corey Haim. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you can tell him that.
I need that clip for when he comes
I'll tell him. You have to save it. I'll tell him.
Dumb things you did that caused an accident. I don't know if you saw the story that we were talking about yesterday, but there was a woman. Maybe a woman. It's possible she was a man. It's possible she was neither.
She was scary.
Was in the driver's seat and driving and was shaving down there while driving. And she told her passenger to hold the wheel. Her passenger was her ex-husband. And she was on the way to meet her boyfriend.
The story is bizarre. And
the most bizarre part about that is that she got an ex-husband and a boyfriend the way she looks.
Oh, my God.
But she was shaving, and they got in an accident, and I don't think that's what you want to be doing.
It doesn't seem like you ever want to put a razor close to your privates in a moving vehicle.
No, that does seem like it has bad things written all over it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how busy Bean is. Bean is busy. He's really... I've never met anyone who describes their life like Bean does, who doesn't have, like, if he has to take one extra breath during the course of the day, it throws everything off. He's that tightly wound, and he's got that kind of schedule.
I try to cram a lot into every day, yeah.
So I can't wait to tell you what he's doing. Is it this weekend, Bean?
Saturday at 1.
Saturday at 1.
Okay.
Because he's got a party plan. We've got something called Tiger Text. Which is basically, if I understand it correctly, not only the receiving text, but the ones that you send have an expiration date on them, and they will disappear.
That is so smart.
So we're going to talk to that guy. How smart is that guy?
Especially if it includes the ones you send.
Yes, right. Is that right, Bean?
That's exactly right.
The ones you send have an expiration date, and they will disappear from the other person's phone.
Wow.
And you can make that. You can set it for an hour if you want, or a week, or however long you want it to be. But you don't have to worry about... you know, what the person does with it after that.
Men are getting so stealthy so they can cheat.
Well,
men.
Come on, you know as a man who developed it, and it's called Tiger.
Well, it's called Tiger because,
because without that.
Tiger Woods. So we got that coming up this morning on the show, plus a bunch of other things. We'll take a quick break and come back. We've got the Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Let's go.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:51.
Hey, party people, Kevin and Bean Show here, The Offspring on the way, also Faith No More, Slightly Stupid, and Foo Fighters. Ralph Garman, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, Mario Lopez, host of Extra, is having a baby. Of course, he's not having
a
baby.
Just got a puppy, right?
I thought he was still on the 17-year puppy hunt.
If he took that much time to get a puppy, imagine how he's going to milk having a baby on Extra.
Oh, man, that's going to be bad.
See, that would have been the joke.
Yeah.
Sorry. Where we're going.
Yeah.
His girlfriend is Courtney Mazza.
Right.
She's a good-looking broad.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, they aren't married. That'd be nuts. Have a kid after you're married. Mara says they won't know the baby's sex until the birth. They want to find out the old-fashioned way. As opposed to getting married and having children the old-fashioned way. They just want to find out the sex the old-fashioned way.
They're traditionalists.
They still have an out.
never understood that. To me, it was so overwhelming that I didn't need another surprise. I didn't want to wait.
Producers at Extra foaming over the mouth, wondering how can they stretch a nine-month pregnancy into a three-hour weekly special event.
For the rest
Maybe
of
Mario
time.
Can go around to nurseries and look at other babies and then ask celebrities what their favorite kind of baby is and how to change a diaper.
The great diaper hunt.
Just beat us to death with this story. So congratulations to them. Bad news for us.
You ever watch him, guys? You ever see Mario Lopez?
No.
Nope.
So blows.
He may be more, but I'm just talking about him as a host. I think he's more of a zero as a host than Seacrest is. I think he brings less to the party than Seacrest does.
Let's not get crazy.
I think Seacrest brings too goddamn much to the party. That's the problem. He needs just to shut up and read the cue cards.
Yeah.
Seacrest's thinking he's got to try out his improv skills. It always breaks my back. Just read the cards, Ryan. It was so sweet not watching American Idol last night. I felt free. I felt like I did when I put down the cigarettes. You know, I felt like I had another addiction off my back.
Glad to hear it, man.
Yeah, felt
Congratulations.
Good. Breathing fresh air again.
I didn't watch it. I decided not to be disappointed by Idol last night and instead be disappointed by this week's Lost instead. So I chose
this week's
that.
Lost that was awesome.
That was my poison this week. Show's been terrible all season.
Benjamin Linus as the teacher
episode.
Was incredible.
Oh, it's fun to watch characters you know in one area doing something else in the alternate universe. But what does the alternate universe mean to us?
Well, forget about
anything.
The alternate universe. What about him digging his own grave?
Yeah.
I don't think we want you on Lost
anymore. Yeah, you got to go. You're not welcome on the island.
How about the submarine?
Hi, how are you? Charles Widmore with the sub.
I enjoyed the last 30 seconds of the one-hour show. Yes, I did. Look, there's no stakes. There's no stakes. There's no drama in people dying on that show. You guys agree with me on that. So big deal he's digging his own grave. Big deal at this point, right? How many times have people been dead and come back?
How many times have people been dead and stayed dead?
Occasionally that happens. But at this point, if he dies, there's only 9 episodes left. So what? If everybody dies, so what? It's over.
Well, then stop watching.
That's what I'm
saying.
So
you don't have to pee all over it for the rest of us.
I'm not peeing on it. I'm just saying
on it.
I'm 5 years in. There's 9 left. How do I quit now?
Kill yourself. That's the only way out.
Couldn't be more disappointing.
I'm with Ralph.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
Lisa, where are you? You watching The Lost at all or no?
I'm not watching Lost or American Idol.
That's fine. Good.
I'm off both those.
Just all brothers and sisters over here on this side of the room. Just a constant loop.
Solid badness.
I watch Big Love.
It's just Reba.
Brothers and sisters.
And brothers and sisters. And America's Best Dance
Grey's
Crew.
Anatomy.
Wow, he's bad.
Congratulations to Joseph Fiennes. He of Flash Forward and Shakespeare in Love fame. His wife, Maria, just gave birth to their first child, a daughter, on Monday. Joe quickly passed out for a minute and 72 seconds, and he has no idea what happened during that. So we'll have to wait and see. Erica Dane and Rebecca Gayhart.
Eric.
Just had a baby. A lot of that going on in Hollywood.
Ah, it's contagious.
Their firstborn is a little girl named Billy.
Oh.
Billy Beatrice Dane. That is weak.
What a bad name that is.
Beatrice is the middle name?
Billy Beatrice Dane, yes. BB. And Corey Haim may be gone, but the spin lives on. His agent now is saying he did not die of an overdose.
What did he die of?
Mark Heeslip, who is Corey Haim's agent, has been for the past year and a half, said that apparently the Lost Boy was experiencing flu-like symptoms this week, had a fever of 100 degrees.
Wow, 100!
Told his mother that he wasn't breathing well. And so she laid down next to him on the bed, which, as you know, is the age-old cure for respiratory illness.
Okay.
Have someone lay down next to you.
Okay.
Hey, Mom. I don't know. How about a 9 followed by a 1 and then another one once your son is not breathing too well?
How about going and getting help in any way?
Mother says she told him to lay on his side to see if that would help his breathing. It seemed to. And then in the course of the evening, she heard him walking around and then collapsing, and that was the beginning of the end for Corey.
And agents tell the truth, right?
Always.
Okay.
Remember what they did about Kurt Cobain?
That's right, yeah.
Set a bed head cold. Just was using an Afrin shotgun to clear his sinuses. Afrin shotgun? Yeah, they're
playing South by Southwest, I heard. Yeah,
spectacular. And every once in a while, you have to tell a story about a celebrity doing something nice. I try to steer away from it, but occasionally
Kevin
it has to
it.
Happen.
It depends.
Well, we all do. We all like to believe that all these rich and famous people are just douchebags and we're better than them. It makes us sleep at night. But Renee Zellweger, by all accounts, is just a sweetheart of a person. I think Renee can be very attractive.
Yes, she can. That's correct.
That's better
when
than
she's
most.
Not on camera.
That's better than most.
She may also not be at times.
Sometimes. It all depends. People Magazine talks about Renee being at Starbucks in Santa Monica, California last Wednesday, and she was getting her latte and whatnot. Came out and saw another Starbucks patron putting coins into her recently expired parking meter where she was parked.
No kidding.
Someone was just helping her out. So Renee turned around, went back into the Starbucks, picked up a $100 gift card, came out, and thanked the Good Samaritan with the gift card and a hearty hand clasp.
Wow.
Thanked her
wow.
for being helpful, which is nice.
Now,
it's a pretty good deal, $100 for a quarter.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're going to assume that her publicist put that out there for spin, for PR? Your opinion
sense.
On Renee helping out the person? Really?
Makes sense,
it's okay?
Yeah. Sure, wow. If Renee had saved the person's life,
right.
Kevin would be against that.
When I had a heart attack and then Renee brought her back to life, now I'm...
So gift cards okay, CPR not okay for Kevin.
Right.
Got it.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Anton Yelchin, who of course was Chekhov in the most recent Star Trek movie. He was in Terminator Salvation. Very talented young actor.
President of Russia.
He is not the president of Russia. That much I am sure of.
Former chess champ.
He is not a chess champion. He is a young actor who has a Russian sounding name, but he in fact is not Russian. 21 years old. Thora Birch, very talented actress, is 28 Ooh. Years old today. Benji and Joel Madden of Good Charlotte celebrate their 31st birthday. You have to say it like that. Johnny Knoxville's 39. Terrence Howard, soon to be seen. Not seen, actually, in the upcoming Iron Man 2.
Sure. He talked his way out of that one, didn't he?
He's 41 years old today. Lisa Loeb celebrates her 42nd birthday. Isn't there some sort of bean obsession, yes. Lisa Loeb story?
Yes.
I'm a fan of hers. I wouldn't say I'm crazy for her or anything,
but
I think she's real cute.
Time. You know how he gets. He doesn't stop talking
didn't
about
Didn't he have like a cardboard stand-up of her in
no,
his room
no.
or something? With a,
that was
no,
Amy Grant.
With strategic holes cut into the cardboard?
No. Nope. Yeah. Just used to like her TV show. That's
and singer Bobby McFerrin celebrates his 60th birthday. So I will be beating you to death with Don't Worry, Be Happy sometime later on today.
Hope not.
I will have to. It will happen. I might be doing it a cappella. I might be performing it myself. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let me tell you a story about my partner, Bean.
Kay.
He is in a rush. That guy has a busy, busy life.
He does.
And we haven't really questioned it for a while. It's always like, oh, we got to do something. We need to make a 3-minute phone call. And Bean goes, oh, and we go, what? It's 3 minutes. And they go, I'm busy today. So we go, all right, we'll try to rush it. And then we have to do something. Oh, man, I don't know if, guys, I got to be done by 10:01. I'm super busy today. Did you get a chance to watch the show? No. Oh, no. I'm so busy. So we started asking ourselves, how could he possibly be that busy? He's got a wife, but he doesn't talk to her.
Right.
Okay, A. B, he has no kids.
And he works from home. There's no commute.
And he works from home, so there's no commute time.
He doesn't have to shower before he goes to work.
Right. He has some animals.
Yeah.
That's
way less than he used to.
But that's it.
Pretty much it.
How busy can that guy be?
I am baffled.
He is constantly
telling us. Yesterday he was saying how he didn't have time to watch any videos.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
a 1-minute video. Like, I don't have that kind of time.
The Internet Roundup. We do stuff like that. And he'll say, oh, yeah, I read about that, but I didn't watch it. We're like, most of those videos take 30 seconds to watch. How much of a rush are you in?
Look, I know that you're not at all interested in facts at all.
That's correct.
I understand that's not what this is about. But I will tell you that, of course I have time to watch a video. The problem is, there may be 100 videos that have come up in the last few days. I don't have time to watch all of them.
Right.
That's the problem.
What about the ones from those of us on the show that are saying these are the select few that we think might be worth featuring on the show?
I have to prioritize with things that look more important. And also, I know, hey, he's got 6 dogs. May not sound like a lot of work. 6 dogs is an awful lot of work.
You
don't just set it and forget it, all right?
Right, There's but it's also not 10:01 a.m. to midnight work.
Right.
I agree, unless you have an appointment at 10:30 and now somebody's saying, hey, we need you to do something now for 20 minutes instead of getting ready to go to that thing that you have already scheduled at 10:30.
Why didn't you schedule something for 11:30? Too I'm busy then?
Sometimes, it's out of your control when an appointment is made and then your schedule changes. That's all I'm saying.
I agree, but do you have a standing rule that all appointments must be made at 10:01?
Not at all. I've that's always what it tried seems to make. Like. But when I spoke at that college earlier in the week, for instance, I didn't have any control over the class. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's not like I could move it.
Dude, we're not talking about exceptions. We're talking about the rule.
The rule, yeah. Exactly. I mean, how many appointments? Who are you going to see? How many appointments do you have exactly?
Every single day, he's in such a rush. He just can't fathom having the time to catch some 20-second something.
Yep.
So that's why it killed me when he said yesterday. Well, first his theme song.
He's really busy.
Okay.
He's really busy.
I already heard the first half of that. I didn't have time to stick around to hear it.
He's really busy.
So the other day, he does like he does, which is thanks for that info, Bean, where he says things that are unsolicited.
He rambles on about crap no one cares about.
Yes. And he says, guys, I think I'm going to go to a rally for Pluto on Saturday.
Oh, come on.
And then we all said, oh, come on. And we all started yelling at him. And he said, yeah. I heard from an astronomer friend of mine that there's a rally on Saturday for Pluto. And I think I might go. And that's when we all started yelling, you always tell us you're so busy. How can you fit in a rally
for
Pluto? Which, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is Bean's favorite planet. No longer a planet.
It's not a planet.
It's been demoted to rock.
Hence the rally, I take it.
But, guys, you wouldn't try to begrudge anyone on this show something that they enjoy doing on their weekend for an hour, right? Whatever your hobby or habit or interest is.
That depends on if I'm supposed to watch a video link over the weekend and don't have time, then it becomes everyone else's. Well, what are you talking about? You're going to, and better yet,
and this,
what's a rally for Pluto?
Yeah, what do you hope to accomplish?
Are you going
to
hold signs that say honk if you wish Pluto was still a planet? What's the.
It's funny you should ask. My sign, I haven't decided. I'm torn between two signs. I have astronomical hypocrisy creates unfair plutocracy. That's one side. But that, to me, I don't know. It just seems wordy. I think it waters down the message a little bit because it's just too wordy. So I think I'm going to go with science is wrong, Pluto belongs, down with the AIU. I think that's the one I've decided that I'm going to write up.
Bean's really busy!
It's just,
why Bean's really busy. We want him to do stuff, and he's like, I got to make a sign. I need to make a sign for my rally.
For my rally.
How many people are going to be at that rally? Are there going to be like four? Is it going to be a sad little rally with you?
Is there any going to be there that cares and can change it?
Two guys out there.
No, I think as with most rallies, look, this is no different than the people who stand on street corners with signs that say end the Iraq war. You're right. Nobody driving by is going to be able to change that for
them. But
they're technically wasting their time.
At least that's relevant.
But seriously, it accomplishes as much as the Pluto rally, to be honest. It's just
okay,
it's
so why are you going?
It's something that you do just to kind of throw it out there in the public that this is still going on and this is something they'd give a minute's thought to this weekend.
But here's another thing.
Out of all the possible love for Pluto causes, this is it.
Yeah, because end the war rallies, if they could make a change, would actually affect people's lives.
It would
save lives. If they change what you want them to change, it does nothing. Nothing
Pluto
changes.
At the kids' table diminishes all of us. That's what I'm saying.
He's really busy.
I don't know that I want to live in a solar system where Pluto isn't a planet.
I don't know where I want to be even a passing friend with somebody who would go to a rally for a former planet.
And let's not forget, we tried to get him to go to a coffee house that opened up in Seattle where everybody wears, it's all hot females that wear lingerie that serve you your coffee. And he swore up and down, I just don't have time.
I'm too busy.
What good is that?
What about the naked dancing women at night at some nearby...
It's a hostel.
What is that place?
It's a youth hostel where they have like naked dancing night. And it's
on the full moon every month.
And he can't go.
And we're like, what did it look like? And he's like, I didn't go. I didn't have time. And that's like 4 minutes from his house.
I have to buy a lot of grain and feed today.
I really, really need to take care of my six dogs.
By the way, the youth hostel, I literally could walk to in 60 seconds. Literally. That's how close the youth hostel is.
But
I've lived here 11 years. Very busy man. I got a lot going on.
I'd like to know your itinerary, though, because the stuff you're busy with is absurd.
Yeah,
but that's not true.
That's
you're picking
truth.
Out one example of something that you wouldn't care about. But like, for instance, today I'm meeting a couple of radio guys for lunch at 2 o'clock. Okay?
Radio guy lunch.
That's the other thing that fills up his time. If you work at an AM station that you started in your basement, Bean will spend all day with you. That's the way it works.
I enjoy colleagues. So I've got that at 2, which means I'm on a ferry at 12:50, which means I have to have the livestock all fed and you know, put away by noon or so in order to get ready to head out for the ferry. So, I mean, as you can see, you can just look at the calendar and go, oh, you got lunch at 2. That's not a big deal. But then everything backs up behind that, and then you find yourself with a busy day.
But then you get the email where it goes, hey, we're having a rally for Pluto, and you go, wow. Don't possibly have time for that. I can't look at a 20-second video. Make it to a rally for Pluto.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think I'm the one that you can really complain about not being prepared for the radio show. I generally am pretty up to speed.
Right.
I do, you know, try to read the books if we have an author on
when
or whatever.
Stuff
you know.
That we say, hey, either
just
hey, you'll love this,
yeah,
or hey, we're going to put this on the air. You'll. Maybe half the time watching you, I read about it. I didn't have time. And then we're on the phone with him in the office, and he's like, hey, guys, let's move this meeting along. I'm recording a press conference from NASA.
That happened.
Like, you won't click on a link that we send you. We know you. We think you'll find this funny. But you'll record a NASA press conference.
So what? You can go back and listen over and over?
So he has some information when he goes to the Pluto rally.
It was a New Horizons update on reaching the halfway point on the mission to Pluto. Come on.
How is Pluto the biggest thing in anyone's
July
life?
July 14th, 2015 is when it arrives.
You don't care about Pluto. No one does.
Science is wrong. Pluto belongs. Down with the IAU. Who's with me?
All right, that's the one song we have. Here's the other one.
Bean's a dick, 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 what a dick.
No, we don't have
dick,
time for this.
Dick, Bean's a dick, 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 what a giant dick. Dick, Bean's a dick, 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 Bean's a dick, 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 Bean's a dick, dick, dick.
So if you take one thing away from today's show, here's my favorite part. Yeah. And then this part.
That's good, too.
Yeah. Saturday night, the 17th of April, Coachella. Excited about that. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 6:28.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, where we've got the Afro line set up for you. You call us 24 hours a day at 323-520-AFRO. Leave a message. We play it back on the radio. What are the kids talking about today?
Psycho Mike, for starters.
You know, I'm not gay, but Mike, you make my butt hungry.
Wow.
All right.
That's quite a compliment.
I've never heard it said that way. That's quite funny.
You gotta be kidding me.
This is some response to Dave the King of Mexico, who tried to get the cute corner going on our website, where he's going to put up videos of cute animals.
Right.
We did a scientific survey. We had people vote, and they said no. So it got taken down, but that's what this is a response to.
You gotta be kidding me. Cute corner? What a retard you are, King. The King of Mexico is a...
That's true.
Yeah. By the way. I don't know what was going on with Dave there. He lost a little bit of his manlyhood yesterday.
This dude's just checking in.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
stuff. Okay, all right. Bye.
Now, that was odd to me because it sounded like there was a party going on.
Just something right? happening in the background.
So why would you pick up the phone and call the Afro line while you're having a party?
I don't know.
Just to say what's going on. Right.
This dude, I'm not sure what he's talking about, but probably a lot of things.
No.
All right. Good enough. Context would help, but okay.
Please say you suck, you suck, you suck!
Okay.
Wow, not sure what that's about.
Don't know why.
This is about the Gorillaz' new song, Stylo. Ooh, which we thought was great, and we're happy to be playing.
That song sucks! Quit playing that God damn it, Stylo? Really? Really? It's techno bullshit. No. No.
I disagree.
Yeah, that was a good song.
It's a good song, and that's science. I'm not sure what this dude's doing. I think he's high.
What it do? What it do?
It may be the same dude from the party because it sounds like there's the same people behind him.
Yeah. What it do? 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 What it do, baby boo? What it do, baby boo?
Wow. I guarantee you that that was 30 seconds before the rest of those people threw him out of the party.
I hope so.
Said, we don't want you here. Why are you doing this?
Hello, Kevin. I just want you to know that I just went through the drive-thru, and I looked in my bag, and there were four people behind me.
She plays by her own rules.
So she's part of the problem, not part of the solution, it
Correct.
Sounds like.
Miss Cleo came on yesterday, yes. And she had a long list of complaints about people at concerts. Concert etiquette.
Yeah, Miss Cleo gets furious at you if you go see a band and wear their T-shirt when you go to the venue, for instance. That was just one of many things on her list that she really had no defense for. It's just the way she felt.
Or play their music in the parking lot or sit down. I mean, she had all these rules. Really, if you had that many rules, why don't you just listen to a CD in your car?
Yeah.
That way you can control the whole environment. But she got some positive response, I think.
Don't wear the band concert T-shirt in the concert. Don't play the music in the parking lot before the show. Sit down. Stand up. Oh, my God, Miss Cleo, shut up!
Miss Cleo, I hate you.
I don't care how big your star. Kill her.
Shut the up. Get off the radio and go run.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, what you did in a car that led to an accident coming up in about 20 minutes. And if you have not been listening for a number of years, you're definitely want to stick around and hear Lisa's story because it's really one of the greatest stories I've ever heard in my life.
This is a good story.
It's a great one.
And it will make you respect her even more as a woman and a potential girlfriend. So that's coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, we need to talk about keeping up with the Kardashians. What's the story here? What's going on with Khloe and Lamar, Kevin?
Khloe Kardashian and married Lamar Odom, and now apparently they're going to some kind of
marriage counseling
because she's afraid that he, Lamar Odom of the Lakers, married her, Khloe Kardashian, so that he could increase his level of fame.
Oh, are you kidding?
That's what she said.
It doesn't seem likely. I mean, she's only famous because her hotter sister is famous.
Right.
Right? And now she's only famous because she's married to an NBA star. I mean, none of this really is about her. She's only famous by association as it is.
I don't know if you've talked to or seen Lamar Odom in the past, but he does not enunciate clearly. There's a little of him in a locker room interview.
Set guys up as well as set myself up, finding opportunities to pose. Able to rebound and
rebound
like a power forward, and then you kind of switch your mindset and push it out and make a play like a point guard. Probably a strength to my game.
So that's Lamar.
Wow.
He's a little mumbly, yeah. And is it true, because I don't watch the Kardashians show, but is it true that he is subtitled on the TV show?
Yes. Yes, they have to type up the words on the screen that he's saying because you can't understand what he's saying.
All right. Well, we asked producer Alex if we could talk to the great Lamar Odom from the Los Angeles Lakers, and I believe we have him on the telephone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Lamar. Are you there?
Hi, Kevin and Bean. This is Chloe.
Oh, hi, Chloe. We're calling for your husband.
Hi.
Howie. How are you?
We're good. We were looking for Lamar. Is he there?
Oh, yeah. Sure, he's here. Okay. Would you like to talk to him?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, stop. Why?
Why is she screaming?
I don't know.
I'm building circus peanuts.
Right?
Did you say circus peanuts? Hey, Lamar, we wanted to ask you about this story that you're going to see a marriage counselor because Chloe thinks that you're trying to latch onto her fame.
Yeah, I'm trying to feel Abba. I'm on to a fun dip.
You do enjoy candy, that's for sure. But I think Kevin was asking if the reports are true you're seeing a marriage counselor.
Oh, no. You understand, but I've been a honey. I'm a big hunk. And the old root beer barrels.
I never thought I'd ask this, but I'm not getting. Could you put your wife back on the phone for just one quick second, please? I'm not getting the answer that we're looking for.
I'm no Skittle.
Hello?
Oh, ow. Quieter.
Hi.
Chloe, you don't have to yell, but we'd like to know
why
what.
Why not?
We'd like to know what Lamar just said.
Oh, he said that, yes, we're in counseling, but we don't have any problems. We're just making sure that we both want to start our lives out on the right page.
Wow, I didn't get any of that from what I heard, Lamar. Okay, all right. Please stop screaming. All right, put him back on the phone, would you, please?
All right, hold on.
Okay, stop yelling.
Lamar, what about the reports that your wife believes that you married her in order to make yourself more famous? It seems unlikely to us, but what's your take on it?
Well, it's all Mike and Ike. Don't bust the baked beans. Don't buy the caps. Don't nickel wafers.
All right, I hate to ask, but you maybe put Chloe back on for the translation.
No.
I know.
Chloe, take it down.
Hi!
You married your husband, or he married you because he's trying to get more famous based on the Kardashian fame. Is that true?
Well, it was a concern, and he just said that we talked about it, and we realized that we both bring separate things to the relationship.
Yeah.
He brings a certain amount of fame in the sports world. Yes, my family is known in the entertainment world.
Stop yelling.
But together, we think we both help each other, not only in terms of our higher profile, but also in emotional and physical support.
I heard bottle caps and Skittles. That's what I heard.
He
didn't say any of that. He didn't say that. You're lying.
He did it.
Okay.
All
right. We got
to
go.
You want to go one more time? Talk to him.
Right.
He'll tell
okay.
you.
All right.
Lamar,
how do you put up with her? That's maddening. You've got to put a pillow on her face when she's sleeping.
I'm going to suck these pecan rolls. We go peppermint powder. I'm in general. I'm married to a Yeti.
Indeed.
That we got.
Ralph Garman is here with the Show Biz Beat for a Thursday and something special for the Twitards today, I understand, Ralph.
Oh, Eclipse! Oh!
You should hear the conversations in the other room that are being had.
Really? Really?
You know the button broad, Casey? She's all got her knickers in a twist.
She's the midnight screening type.
Oh, yeah. And cans akimbo there, Miss Cleo, she's...
This doesn't... to say enough about the story, because I've read the books, and this is not good for people who haven't read the stories.
Well, it's starting already. This new trailer for Twilight Saga Eclipse, the third in the Twilight series.
When's the movie come out,
Ralph? When does that come out?
I don't know.
I hope it's soon.
Sometime this summer.
It is the summer, because they've been in November, and I thought, please don't start in March talking about a movie that's not coming out till the fall.
I believe it's June 30th.
I knew it was sometime in the summertime. So yesterday, they released a 10-second trailer of the trailer.
What?
For the Twihards.
A 10-second trailer
for the new trailer.
All right.
Which they revealed today at 6 a.m.
Okay.
They finally posted the new Twilight Eclipse trailer.
Okay.
And we have just, we've cleaned it up, shortened it up a little bit for you, but I didn't really cut out any of the dialogue in the trailer.
Okay.
Because it's so incredibly bad.
Oh, great.
I thought you had to hear it for yourself. Here is a little truncated version of the new trailer for the Twilight Saga Eclipse.
I know the consequences of the choice you're making. I'm gonna fight for you until your heart stops beating.
That's it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The rest of it's all crap. That was
stop it.
That was Dog Boy and
Dog Boy
and Wolfie, and everyone apparently was hit with a trank dart before they filmed this movie because the entire trailer was like,
I will protect you until your heart no longer beats. I know how hard it is for you to make this decision. Why don't you want me to be like you? I think they found us. We need to get through the forest. I will go. You have to realize maybe I'm better for her than you are. No, I will never be able to release.
What? What? Wait, what gas was released on the set of this film?
Do you think that it's Kristen Stewart's presence,
her
male presence and energy,
sucking all the energy out of the room?
Everybody just starts to fall asleep.
All these movies, and you people who go to see them, what is wrong with you?
I understand
that the teenage girls, they want the romance, they want the dreamy hot guy to say romantic things, but the delivery and the dialogue are both so laughable, and I don't know how you get warm and fuzzy off of that.
When is Comatose sexy?
Right.
Let's hear it again, just in case. Maybe we missed something.
All right.
Maybe we forgot about something. Let's try it.
I know the consequences of the choice you're making.
Edward.
I'm going to fight for you until your heart stops beating.
So he's going to kill her.
That's an upper.
He's saying he's going to kill her, right?
He's going to turn her into a vampire.
I'm going to watch you and protect you.
How is Keanu not in here playing the grandfather?
Maybe you need to realize that I'm better for her than you are. I think they found us. Why are you so against me becoming what you are? Because I know the consequences of what happens.
I swear to God, they all deliver lines the same way.
It's not an adrenaline rush. That's what you're saying.
F Twilight is what I'm saying. All right, let's get on to happier news, shall we? Spencer Pratt's out of a job.
What?
That is happier news.
Turns out his wife, Heidi, has fired him as her manager.
Wow.
She just keeps getting better. She is the gift that keeps on giving, by the way, because she fired Spencer and has hired Aiden Chase as her manager.
Private eye.
Aiden Chase is a private eye, but has no prior experience as a manager because his previous career was a Malibu-based psychic.
Oh,
she hired her psychic as her manager.
That's the best news I've ever heard.
Please allow me to read for you the press release from Heidi Montag.
Please do.
After the incredible experiences I've had healing my life and truly connecting to my dreams with healer intuitive Aiden Chase, I have officially asked him to become my manager. Having an intuitive psychic leading my team gives me an edge no one else has. Well, sure, if you know the future, I guess it's great to be able to pick your career moves.
I was just going to ask if she's been in contact with a psychic in the past. Couldn't she have gone to him and said, hey, how's my album going to do? And that would have maybe saved her a lot of money with putting it out?
No longer is my husband the face of my business or managing my career, she adds.
Wow.
I am going to have Aiden Chase help manage my new life and career in a very different and positive way with light and love. The time for change is now. Never mix business and pleasure. We are no longer Spidey, but Spencer and Heidi.
She's dropping his ass.
Does that mean they're breaking up?
I don't know.
Come on.
That is bold.
She is making a severe career move there.
How do you
but
go?
I will protect her until she at last heartbeat beats out of her heart, and then she will no longer be with me.
How do you go from Spencer to somebody that could very
somebody
well
worse.
Be worse? How do you make that decision?
That is a good question. Talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Anton Yelchin. Woo! Very talented young actor, is 21 years old today. Still my pick to be the new Spider-Man, but we'll have to wait and see what happens.
They're calling you for that advice, are they?
Oh, sure. Mm. Sony's on the phone with me constantly on the business line. Yeah. Asking me, who should play Spider-Man?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I keep saying Adam West, and they keep hanging up on me. Yeah. Thora Birch is 28 years old today. Benji and Joel Madden, the boys from Good Charlotte, are 31. Johnny Knoxville celebrates his 39th birthday. Seriously, did any of us think he would live to see 39?
No.
Nope.
No.
Actor Terrence Howard is 41. Lisa Loeb, singer and songwriter, is 42. And Bobby McFerrin celebrates his 60th birthday today.
Don't worry. Be happy.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, email questions are already pouring in for Jessica Drake for Ask a Porn Star for later on today on the Kevin Abid Show. That's still ahead. Also, Dr. Drew will be joining us, too. Right now, though, we need to briefly revisit a story that Kevin told us late in the program yesterday about an unlikely auto accident.
Well, I put a picture up at the website, kevinabid.com, of the woman slash beast. She is unbelievably ugly. And I'm not being mean
no,
by
no,
saying
she
that.
Is...
I showed Lisa the picture, and she
pulled back in horror.
She looks like she lived under the stairs for 20 years. You know what I mean?
Here's my take. When I saw her picture on the story, she's a below average looking woman, but she clearly has been. No, I mean, I think that's how she would have started out. Had she been raised in a regular household with a regular life, I think she just would have been an unfortunate woman. But she obviously has been living very hard for a long time.
Probably a lot of drugs.
Yeah, a lot of drugs. Like. And that has really dragged her down even further. So whereas she might have been a 5, now she's a 2 just because of her lifestyle.
Yeah.
She's a -2. Go to KevinAB.com, look at it. The woman, the day after she got a DUI, the very next day, she was driving to meet her boyfriend and she needed to groom while she was driving. So she took out a razor and she told her ex-husband, who was her passenger.
Uh-huh. Explain that. Yeah.
Explain how she has an ex-husband and a boyfriend.
And a boyfriend.
This beast.
Well, but what must they look like?
So she says, will you hold the wheel? I need to shave to get ready to meet my boyfriend. So she
starts. And
we're
not talking legs, people.
Right.
Right.
So she starts shaving down there and they get in an accident.
Now, look, I know these aren't the brightest people going. The story is based in Florida. That almost tells you everything you need to know. But it seems like the ex-husband should have said, hey, listen, I'll drive. That way you can concentrate on your shaving and not have to be behind the wheel.
It seems like the ex-husband a long time ago should have said, no, no, I won't marry you.
Pull over. I'll get out of the car.
No, I mean, I'm saying, yeah, how did he even marry her?
Yeah.
What a beast.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that brought us to the topic of dumb things that you've done that caused accidents. And there are plenty of people who have been texting or whatever. Lisa May has the best story ever. It's going to need a little bit of music, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So, Lisa.
So, yeah, I was at a party, this is quite a few years ago, with a guy that I worked with. And
due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
I just want to make sure we get that out there so nobody is accidentally subjects their kids to this story.
Yes.
And then we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
So we went to the party in his brother's BMW, and we'd been all flirty at work and stuff. So we're drinking at the party, and, you know, we start kind of making out of things. And around, I don't know, 2 in the morning, we're driving back to where I left my car at work. Mm-hmm. And
a warning here. We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
I decided to make him really happy.
Yes.
And put my head in his lap.
To sleep.
To sleep.
Right.
Take a nap. Right. Mm-hmm.
And at a particular moment where it just happened to happen where the road curves around.
There was a left turn required?
There which he did not make.
He didn't make the left
and
turn.
And drove straight into a pole.
Oh! As did you.
As did you.
Luckily, all his parts were intact.
And you were intact?
And I was intact. Everybody was intact. But the pole cracked and fell into the roadway on this curve.
Nice.
And within 4 minutes, 3 other cars had hit it.
That's how good.
Wow, so chain reaction.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how good Lisa is.
That was bad.
and then
so the cops come, and the story we're saying is that my friend fell asleep. Right?
He fell asleep at the wheel, right?
He fell asleep at the wheel.
Because you can't tell the cop what went on.
God, with his pants down, he fell asleep, right?
But I needed a ride home, so I had to call my boyfriend to come and pick me up.
Whore.
And that's my story.
She had a boyfriend.
Are you a whore? I mean, it's cool if you're a whore, but no, right now, I don't get with no whore.
That's an awesome story.
She's a whore, okay?
By the way, I would be willing to bet that on the list of things that people have done that have caused accidents, I would bet fooling around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Frisky time, I bet that's got to be in the top 10. I mean, I bet that happens quite a bit.
It could be a little distracting.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. No, she's a whore.
Hadn't thought about that.
Whore. 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 Whore.
Lisa. But Lisa rules because she called her boyfriend to get a ride.
How did you explain to him what you were doing out with this other dude at 2 o'clock in the morning?
We just worked together and went to a party and he's driving me back to my car.
He fell asleep.
Look at this face. You believe me, right?
I would. Yeah.
Well, look what the whore cat dragged in. A whore.
All right, so we're looking for your stories of things that you did. Some will be dumb. Some will be completely understandable, like Lisa's story. Not a dumb thing to do. The right choice to make right there.
In retrospect, you should do that again, is what we're saying.
I don't do that
enough. Will you buy me that purse I want over there? I'll do anything because I'm a whore.
All right.
So 1-800-520-1067. Let's take a couple real quick before the break. Let's get Pamela on from line five. She has a great story, exactly what we're looking for. Hi, Pamela. Welcome to the show.
Hi. So I was driving two lanes down the street, and I was on the left-hand side, and this guy was totally checking me out, and he was driving, and he was just looking at me through his side mirror on the left-hand side, and I just saw him. I just saw the car in front of him slow down, and he would not look because he was checking me out. Totally rammed the other guy, and I just kept on going.
Nice.
Waving.
You kept on going.
Yeah. I kept on going. I didn't know what to do, and I was so shocked, and I saw his hand, and he had a wedding ring, too, and I was just so in shock, and I was wondering, what is he going to tell his wife?
Yeah.
Hey, at least, I mean, look, I know you were flustered. Nobody wants to see an accident happen, but it was 100% his fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You were just being hot while driving. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
But you could have pulled over.
and given up my number and saying,
yeah,
hey.
I'm just saying.
No, was ugly.
Okay.
No.
Ugly and married.
Yes, no.
That's not a good combination.
Other than that, no big deal. That's
great. Great story, Pamela. Thank you very much. All right. 1-800-520-1067. What were you doing in your car? Or I guess in Pamela's case, saw somebody else doing in their car that led to an accident. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Got a lot to catch up with the good doctor about, plus Ask a Porn Star with Jessica Drake coming up. Right now, we're talking about a couple of awesome stories. One that happened to our own Lisa May some years back. Another that happened to a woman in the news where they were doing something maybe they shouldn't have been doing in a car.
You're using the word woman accident. Loosely.
For which one of them? Lisa or
no,
the chick with
the
vagina?
Lisa's the best.
1-800-520-1067. That's the topic on the table here. What did you do that led to an accident or saw someone else do that was crazy in a car? Let's try Brandon. He's got a great example of what we're talking about on line three. Hey, Brandon. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Brandon.
Okay, so one day I was really late for work. Now I'm rushing to work. Freeway's clear. I have a straight shoot, so I'm going maybe 80, 90 miles an hour. So I decided to put it on speed control, and I decided to change my pants because I'm properly not in the attire. So ahead, I see the freeway stop. So I put on the brake. Now I only had one my pants leg are only around one leg.
Yeah.
So I was completely naked, almost naked. So I slammed on the brake. I got down to about 20 miles an hour. I hit the lady ahead of me. It was the most embarrassing thing. So this Barbara Streisand looking hag came out. And
were you racing to put your pants back on?
I was racing to put my pants back on, and as you know, it's hard to even change your clothes on your pants. Clothes anywhere, like not even when you're driving.
Yeah, but when you're in a car, it is especially difficult.
And if you've just had an accident, you've got that weird, creepy adrenaline thing growing through, and your hands are probably shaking.
Oh, yeah, and she just gets out. She takes three steps toward me, and she sees me, my back hunched up, trying to fit my pants right up.
Yeah.
And she turned around and just started walking back to her car, and I'm just like, okay, great. And so later on, I went into work that day, and they didn't need me for my shift. So
awesome.
By the way, there's nobody at the scene of that accident who believed you were changing your pants. Your pants were down for another reason in every single one of their minds. Let's face it.
She just had this horrified look in her face. And I was like, oh, God.
You're lucky. She might have gotten in the passenger seat had she been attracted to you.
That's fantastic. Right. Great call. Thank you very much. All right. Let's try Allison on line one. This sounds like a reality TV show waiting to happen. Allison, what happened?
Hi. Well, I was driving down the street. I'm on my way to work, and I work in Anaheim at Buca de Beppo, and there's bums all the time. So I was driving, and there's this bum yelling at me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he doesn't like how I look or if I look like I have money that I want to give him.
Yeah, a lot of times bums don't need that reason. They just
they're
yell.
They're just crazy.
Yeah,
so he starts yelling at me. And then I'm like, you know what? Okay, so I start yelling back at him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to curse at a bum. But I was just like, leave me alone, go back to your box. I mean, maybe that was...
Come on, your box. That's so nice.
But then, so he starts chasing my car. And I'm not even on a main street. I'm kind of in the neighborhood, and I then...
You're colossally stupid.
Yeah, I can't over it. Yeah, so pretty much I wasn't paying attention, and I crashed into maybe a parked car.
A parked car.
Maybe. It could have been moving 2 miles an hour.
But it wasn't.
I don't know.
Now, did the guy catch up?
Yes.
butt, and he just sat on the ground and laughed at me.
He did the right thing.
Yeah, pretty much more of the story. Bums are easily amused if you crash your car.
Well, sure. As is everyone.
Best thing that happened to him all day.
Exactly, and I was totally willing to buy him a cheeseburger because I've done that before.
Right.
But no, right. He got lost on a cheeseburger.
But after you yelled, go back to your box, that was awesome.
Kind of put a damper on the relationship. Go on anyway. All right, thank you. Bum one, Allison zero right there. Oh, wow, we got some good calls here. Let's try Steve on line eight. Steve, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding on. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Good morning. I was at Les Coast Country Club, 4th of July. When I was a teenager, and I was driving a 62 Ford Galaxy, which has cloth seats, and my friends were in the back as we left the team center trying to throw fireworks out the car window.
That's the best, by the way. You light them and then you throw them out the window.
Right. And one of the fountains hit the ceiling of the car and bounced back in and set the back seat on fire, and I drove over a fire hydrant.
Awesome! Fireworks in your car. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I knew we'd get plenty of good calls from our audience on this one.
Yep.
You guys rule.
All right, one more. Let's try Sam. Sam is on line four. Lisa, I think you'll identify with Sam's story. Sam, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Kevin and Bean, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
We're good. You need to be careful how you tell this story.
Okay, I will try my best. All right. A couple of years ago, I was a teenager. I was dating a guy, a little bit older than me, just a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Friday or Saturday night. We go out to this club in Hollywood. You know, everything's all fun. Everything's good. We're having fun. It's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. We're on our way home. I started getting a little frisky with my boyfriend or my wannabe boyfriend.
Right. All right, let me stop you right there and just say that the same thing that Lisa had in mind is the exact same thing that you had in mind with similar results, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
So he was distracted and?
He was distracted. I had a couple of drinks and it was bumper-to-bumper traffic. I figured, what the hell, you know? I got nothing else to do. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to go down.
Got it.
Okay, we got the part we're trying to avoid you saying. For God's sake,
what the hell is wrong with you?
We've moved past that. The guy was distracted, and then what happened?
and everything's fine.
And then they crashed into our cop car.
The guy's,
he's
moaning, and everything's everything's
Shut
going
up!
Fine.
Sam, he crashed into a cop car. That's how your story ends, right?
Yes.
That's the part we're trying to get you to tell us instead of the in-depth detail about the sex.
That guy didn't want you.
The funny thing was, it was bumper-to-bumper traffic, so he's going, right. Stopping, going,
all right.
Listen, we got it.
Thank you, Sam.
I don't know how. How does he continue with the story?
Why take one call? You can take one call too many.
Wow. Miss Cleo would be very unhappy with this crowd.
You're not allowed to sing at the concert, right?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 7:37.
Korn on the way on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Silver Sun Pickups. Dr. Drew in a few minutes. And Ralph Garman has now for us in about 10 minutes or so with the Showbiz Beat, the extended trailer for Twilight Eclipse. We heard just a taste of it last hour. Now the extended trailer for the new movie for Twilight coming out in June. That's on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show.
First, let's talk about a new app that you might need to get called Tiger Text. And we have Jeffrey Evans, the creator, on the phone. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Congratulations on Tiger Text, man. It's all anybody's talking about these days. Good timing.
Yeah, well, I wish it was all anybody was talking about. A lot of people talking about it. But.
Yeah, it's doing pretty well. Tell folks who have not yet heard what Tiger Text is, but think they figured it out based on the name, how it works.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the name will get you exactly there, but basically it's a texting application that allows you to send a text from one phone to another. And the sender of that text controls the lifetime of that text. So if they want that thing gone in 4 hours, 4 hours after they send it, it will delete from their phone. It'll delete from the phone of the person who they sent it to. And it'll delete from any server in between so that when it's gone forever.
Wow. Brilliant. Now, can you set it up? I'm thinking of the Mission Impossible movies. Can you set it up to essentially self-destruct as soon as it's read?
Yeah, we can. Actually, the sender can use a function called delete on read, and they can send it to you. And, you know, as soon as you open it, it'll start ticking down from the 1 minute mark. And when it gets to zero, it will it will delete and, again, be gone forever. We tried to get it to make the phone smoke and everything, but we couldn't pull that button.
I was going to ask if you can make the phone explode.
That is, I mean, such a simple idea, but something that's certainly useful for any number of reasons. What led you to create it, Jeffrey?
The thought of the idea is simple. Actually, the execution of it has been is very complicated. And
I would think.
But what caused, you know, it actually was originally caused by speaking to a relative who was looking to change a job and me pointing out to them that just, you know, be careful when you're out there in the world because all the emails and texts that you ever send kind of live forever. Watching his face turn white.
Right.
As he said, you can't imagine what I've sent over text. And I said, well, I can probably imagine. But said out loud to him, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could send text messages that would just disappear? And when they sort of came out loud and heard it out loud, kind of looked up and said, why couldn't we do that? And that was the start of this. And
you that's the difference between you and I.
Yeah.
How to go. I'm not smart enough.
Exactly. Now, what about photos, Jeffrey? Same deal as with texts?
Yeah, well, you know, we patented the technology, and the photos is something we're working on, and it will be out in a very, you know, hopefully very soon in another iteration of the product. You know, a good way to think of the product right now is like the beginning of video games. We've created the product and it works, and just think about all the advances we're going to make over the next 6 months to a year.
Well, let me ask you about the photos. Like, if someone sent somebody else a naked photo of them, and they wanted to see it, but they didn't want him to be able to show it to everybody else, so it disappears after 5 minutes. But if in that time frame they are able to forward it to someone else, what happens?
Ooh. Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the good news is you can't forward it. You can't copy the text messages that are sending. They're controlled. So all they can do is sit on that person's phone for the amount of time that you specify.
Great. Everything. He really has.
And I'll say that the iPhone users now are talking about talking about screenshotting things or stuff like that. But we're even working on stuff to solve that problem. So you can't even try to take photos of it.
Wow.
Look, security has got to be in everybody's mind these days for a million reasons that involve business or personal. I mean, I'm not surprised that this product has been so well received because almost everybody has stuff that they'd prefer to keep private between two people. I mean, it's fantastic. Now, is it true from what we read in the New York Post article, Jeff, that Tiger Text doesn't have anything to do with Tiger Woods? That name is almost a coincidence?
Yeah, well, the name was thought of before the Tiger Woods cheating scandal stuff came out there. And
how is that
the
possible?
The subject is so big, and this privacy issue that's now, you know, the story's gone worldwide and people are talking about it. It is so little of what we do with our texting and in our personal communications has anything to do with cheating or anything salacious or anything bad. It's just about privacy.
Right.
That actually, you know, right now, this sort of people wanting to talk about it as associated with him is really pulled the story away from what the real issue is and what we really want to talk about.
Well, it's named Tiger.
Yeah, so
people think about Tiger.
Sure,
I did.
Okay.
There are 1,000 companies in this country, actually, more than 1,000, that are named Tiger for something. And
all right.
But anyway, go on.
Why did you choose the name, Jeff?
Well, we originally chose it. You know, it flowed well from an alliteration standpoint. We wanted it to be an animal that we thought was tough and difficult to track. And then we had graphic artists working on stuff. And I don't know if you've seen the app, but it had the little tiger in a texting box, and you know, he's moving around. And that was the start. And to be honest, you know, we've had the discussion about changing the name so people start thinking about it as this is a real privacy issue as opposed to whatever. But you know, let's be honest, too. Maybe we're not talking about it if you don't find something else interesting to talk about.
All right, we don't have time to squeeze in calls, but Danny on line 3 wants to ask if both persons have to have the Tiger Text for it to work on their phone.
Yeah, they do. So let me explain that real quick here.
They do.
Yeah, you know, there's always a catch, right? So right now, as of up until yesterday, it was only available on iPhones. You had to have two iPhone users, iPhone to iPhone. We're launching the BlackBerry version today. In fact, the Kevin and Bean Show is the very first place that we're announcing we're launching the BlackBerry version. So if people go to www.tigertext.com, they can click on the BlackBerry link now, and today they'll get a test version, beta version of the BlackBerry. So then it'll work BlackBerry to BlackBerry, BlackBerry to iPhone, iPhone to BlackBerry. We're going to be rolling out Android and other smartphones later this month, and our goal is very fast to make this available on as many phone platforms as possible so everyone worldwide can text each other.
So if you're, let's say you're Tiger Woods in that particular case, you're gonna have sex with a woman that's not your wife, you go, hey, would you mind putting this Tiger Text application on your phone?
Yeah.
I mean, well, they have to have it, right? Or it doesn't work.
Maybe we shouldn't be having lots of sex with people that aren't our wives.
Listen, I'm just saying.
They have to have it. Again, it's not. If you have people, this is really about conversations that everybody has every day, and people that you don't really text everybody in the world. You typically text a series of 10, 12 people that are, you know, you're close with and
right.
spend a lot of time with. You should all have it. I mean, we got a group of kids okay. in New York that put it on. I say kids, young professionals. I guess I'm too old. And they said they have their regular texting, and then when they want to talk about stuff that's private, they literally text each other and say, let's take it to Tiger Text. And then they do it all on there. You just don't want this stuff living forever, guys.
It's the bonus silence. I like it.
All right. Yeah. One more question for you. And Jeffrey Evans is the creator of Tiger Text. TigerTest.com if you want to check it out. And it's from another Kevin Bean listener, Neil, who wants to know, does it also delete the number from your phone bill? If you text someone, there may be no record of the text. Will that still show up somewhere that you called that person at all?
Yeah. So it's a great question. By the way, it's not through your regular texting. So there'll be nothing on your phone bill. And there's another function within the application, because you control the settings, called delete history. So if you click yes on delete history, then all of the history of even the fact that you've texted somebody gets deleted as well.
See, now we're covered. Now we're in business.
now you guys need it.
What are you covered for, me?
I'm going to go find me a chick right now. I'm going out right after the show today and find me a girlfriend. All right, Jeffrey, thank you so much for joining us. TigerText.com, great product. We appreciate the time on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks so much, guys. Good luck to you.
He's dead on, by the way. Dead on.
Yeah, sounds just like him.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:54.
Is that Quack here yet? Is he all set to come in about 10 minutes? Dr. Drew, is he stopping by?
Quack.
I don't know, but I would like him to remove this chip he implanted in my genitals. I know that much. I'm tired of getting messages from him. It's a little annoying when trying to sleep.
That's part of his plan for world domination, Ralph. Come on. All right, Dr. Drew in minutes. Ask a Porn Star with the beautiful Jessica Drake coming up in the final hour of today's Kevin Amicho. Straight ahead. Right now, Ralph's here with some, again, more exciting news for Twitards.
I met Jessica Drake early in her career.
Yes.
When she first started.
And when you say met, describe what that means.
Our genitals met.
What?
No, it's not true.
That's not true.
I was working for Playboy Television, and I was doing a story on Evan Stone. Adult film star Evan Stone.
Stop it!
One of Psycho Mike's favorites, by the way.
The Stoner?
And he, at the time, was involved with Jessica Drake. I don't think they're together anymore, but I think they may have even been married at one point.
Oh.
But she's a lovely lady and very intelligent and charming and sexy as hell. So I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Me too. We've had her on the show before, and we like her very much, so I'm glad she's coming back.
But we're all on the same page that we need to get Drew out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Dr. Buzzkill? Yeah, absolutely. So, Jessica, who touched you in your age? Why did you pursue this as a career? Who cares? All that matters is that she's pursuing it with gusto. All right, let's talk about the Twihards, shall we? Here's somebody Drew should look into.
Yeah.
Looking into these poor kids all dressed in black with fake fangs hanging out at midnight shows. Who touched these kids? Grandpa Al Lewis? Who touched these kids?
Right.
What's the vampire fixation all about? Anyway, here is the latest trailer for Eclipse, which is not only a delicious gum, but the third in the series of the Twilight movies. And yesterday they released a 10-second trailer for the trailer.
To tease you that the trailer was coming?
That's right.
All right.
So okay. It was a trailer. Today is the release of the trailer.
Okay.
And last hour I asked Mike to play me the trailer. He played me the trailer, the tease trailer.
Okay, so what are we playing now?
This is the full-length trailer that was released at 6 o'clock this morning that it's already burning up the internet. People are going crazy.
All right.
Because this shows Bella talking to Edward and Cleto.
I don't think there's a Cleto.
Who's the other one? Who's the wolf?
Wolf boy. Yeah.
And she has to make a decision who she's going to be with, you know, and it's all hell's going to break loose. Here's the trailer.
Isabella Swan, I promise to love you every moment forever.
She's still human. The Volturi don't give second chances.
Why are you so against me becoming like you?
I know the consequences of this choice you're making. After a few decades, everyone you know will be dead.
You wouldn't have to change for me, Bella. I'm in love with you, and I want you to pick me instead of him. You have to consider the idea that I might be better for her than you are.
Edward, she found us.
I'll protect you.
no matter what.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
I'm gonna fight for you until your heart stops beating.
It's on.
That is brought to you by the Tryptophan Players.
It's apparently. Jacob. That was the name we're looking for.
And I will fly against me becoming like you. Well, I know the consequences.
They all sound like they're just, it's called Twilight because they're just about to nod off into sleep. It's that Twilight just before you go into REM sleep.
But you're still
That's
talking.
Where their performances are coming from.
You're
that
still
stage.
Talking, but you're not making any sense.
God damn these movies.
It
and
sounds
everyone
like
who goes
most,
to them.
The most boring movie ever. Doesn't it?
Why are you against me being like you? Because I know the consequences in a couple of decades.
What, Bella? So there you go. There's your trailer for
Lisa. You're there, right?
Twilight Eclipse. Oh,
I agree with everything.
You worship at the altar of everything crap.
I've seen the first two as well.
And you traitor!
It's not quite as bad as Evan.
Yes, it is.
But not quite.
No, because they're actually moving.
Kevin, what do you get?
You know I love vampires.
What do you get out of Twilight movie with those crappy actors and that bad dialogue and delivery? I mean, how do you sit there in the movie theater and enjoy
Dean,
that?
It's like if there was a movie made for about NASA, and it looked terrible. You'd have to go. You don't have any choice.
Apollo 13. It was a great movie.
I'm saying, but it looked bad. Let's say it's bad. Or Ralph, there's a sci-fi movie that's terrible. Looks terrible. You got to go because you're in.
Because that's
love
your thing.
That genre. I love vampire stories. Yeah, that's all.
I don't know. I was able to stay away from Battlefield Earth. That was a sci-fi movie. Managed to stay away from that one. I could smell that one from a mile away.
Yeah.
How can you listen to that and say, all right, I'll see you at the theater on June the 30th.
That doesn't make me want to go. I'll give you that.
F you.
Why are you wasting our time?
Yes,
great
good
question.
Point.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about Conan O'Brien, shall we? Conan. Yes. Is going on tour. Do you miss Conan O'Brien from your TV sets?
I do. I didn't even watch him when he was on, but I sure miss him now that he's not.
Well, now you get to see him live on stage. Conan has announced this morning his Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television tour. It kicks off on April the 12th in Eugene, Oregon.
Is it stand-up?
It is his show on stage.
Oh. Huh.
It's a night of music, comedy, hugging, and the occasional awkward silence, he promises. Andy Richter. We'll be touring alongside of him, along with members of the Tonight Show band. Max Weinberg will not be touring with the show, but the rest of the band will. They're going to be doing comedy and sketches, and it's going to be basically the Conan show on stage.
Will he have celebrity guests like he did on the TV show?
I don't know the answer to that one.
There's a lot of potential for that, you know. If somebody wants to join him for one or two dates, they could do that. That'd be cool.
For more information and for the availability of tickets, you can go to O'Brien's new official website, which is teamcoco.com. He's adopted the Team Coco. So you can go there. Apparently, the stops are going to be Oregon, Washington, Vancouver, Alberta, San Francisco, Los Angeles. So it's going to be here on April the 24th. The date will be at the Gibson Amphitheater in Universal City, which is ironic because that's like yards away from where he did the Tonight Show. So he's returning to the scene of the crime. San Diego, Phoenix, Vegas, Reno, San Jose, Sacramento, Boulder and Denver, Colorado, Dallas, Austin and Texas, Minneapolis, Chicago, Toronto, and then Atlantic City, New York City, June the 1st, and Boston, his hometown, on June the 4th. So
I think at some point he's going to go, you know that thing where I did a TV show at the same spot every night? That was cool.
Yeah.
Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C. I'm not kidding you. The Bonnaroo Festival in June.
Right. Wow.
And then the tour wraps up June 14th in Hotlanta. That's where he will close out. So a busy summer for Conan.
Who could have guessed that would have been the outcome of this story?
Not me. A live show.
Strange.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Anton Yelchin is 21 years old today. Actress Thora Birch celebrates her 28th birthday. She was so good in American Beauty. So
massive
good.
Massive cans.
She has the big hoots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what says big hoots, too? Is Kat Denning. I was looking at her the other day.
Oh, giant-sized cans.
Oh, my God.
She is blessed. She is.
I love her so much.
Oh, now I don't like her anymore.
Yeah, now we got to change.
I put the stink all over her.
I have written extensively and perhaps too much on KevinAmin.com about my love for Kat Denning, by the way. There could be a restraining order if I put one more post up about how much I love her.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea.
I know.
Benji and Joel Madden from Good Charlotte are 31 Ooh. Years old today. Actor Johnny Knoxville is 39. Terrence Howard turns 41. Lisa Loeb, another one of Bean's fixations. Bean's just loaded with it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
42. Admire chicks.
42.
No, you don't.
And by admire, you mean stalk. And
Not
yes.
at all. I never leave my house. How can I stalk?
And then Bobby McFerrin is 60 years old today. We still haven't played Don't Worry, Be Happy
Thank
yet.
Thank God.
Sometime.
Worst songs ever.
I promise in the next hour I'll play a little Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I don't feel like you have to.
People have been calling. The business line has been ringing off the hook.
No one's calling.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew Pinsky in the house. Dr. Yeah. Drew.
Hey, guys.
Nice job with Corey Haim, first
Thank
of all.
You.
Get that out of the way.
Well done. Well done. Yeah, actually, I wasn't the one that reached out to him. I can't get involved in the casting for any of these programs because I can't very well go, hey, Kevin, you look sick to me. We need to... Oh, wait 2 months till the cameras heat up. Then we'll treat you. It's
TV season happens
right.
a little later.
So I found out they'd reached out to him just the way everyone else did, was through the press. However, I can tell you that in all the previous incarnations of Sober Living and Sober House, he was mentioned every time.
Every time.
And people mentioned him to me.
Did you ever interact with him?
No, I never met him. Never met him, but people told me about him, but reached out to me talking about him. Would you please? I'm available, please. He would just never reach out. So
it's not like you can track them down.
No, I know.
Drew, Corey's having some trouble. Here's his address. Go.
Bounty hunter.
Are there celebrities? By the way, Dr. Drew, of course, has the Celebrity Rehab and the Sober House and the Sex Rehab.
Well,
it's hard to keep track of all the shows.
Let's keep track because Sober House 2 starts tonight, 10 o'clock VH1.
Yes, tonight on VH1.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Is it conceivable? Has it happened where a celebrity like a Corey Haim would see what you've done with these other celebrities and contact you because he wants to get the same treatment?
Oh, that's what just happened to DMX, apparently. I heard DMX was...
Really?
People reached out to our people and said he's the only thing that motivates him to do anything is maybe your program.
Wow.
Which is interesting. It doesn't surprise me that much because an unmotivated drug addict really in their disease... doesn't want to get better necessarily. And here's something like, okay, I'll do it. I'll get paid.
The reason
I'll get paid. I'll be on TV. That looks good to me. And the fact is we get our hooks in them and they do okay.
Yeah. Drew, we were talking about the Corey Haim thing. And I know we have a lot of other ground to cover in the few minutes we have you. But we were talking about this on the air yesterday about how a guy like Corey Haim is a... I know lots of non-celebrities have drug problems too. But it seems like a guy like Corey Haim, who gets so famous so fast for just a few years and then it virtually evaporates, is really, if he doesn't have a backup plan, he's really kind of setting himself up for failure
but
in
you know
life
what?
If he can't.
Look, I know how addiction works. And the fact is, when you see an addict's career evaporate, that's not the reason they became addicted. They're an addict. Their career evaporated because they were such bad drug addicts. That's why that happens. I mean, and here's the other thing. Danny Bonaducci, I've talked about this a million times. He says, look, I'm a child star. I'm a bad drug addict. I'm not a drug addict because I'm a child star. I'm a drug addict because my dad beat the crap out of me every time I went home. That it's always the family system issues. It's always the trauma. The people want to blame the child star, which I'm sure doesn't help.
Well, we look at it and logically say that would really screw with your mind if you're a big star and then you're not.
It's probably more
so you would turn to.
Yeah, probably more has to do with the kind of family that would put you into that system, into that role.
Are you suggesting that we don't know as much as you do about addiction?
No.
Okay.
You know way more.
Okay,
I mean, Mike's right here. He's right next to you.
Living proof. Tell us about Sober House 2 tonight at 10 on VH1.
Sober House 2 is a continuation of treatment of several of the patients. Rodman, Sizemore, Heidi Fleiss, Carrie Ann makes a little brief
appearance before
we have to kick her out.
Rodman.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think you were going to get him.
Rodman actually, I bring his mom out. We actually do some work with him. Finally get through to the guy during Sober House, believe it or not.
You watch that guy and you go, he is a brick wall and nothing is going to help because
he has sort of an Asperger's-y thing going on.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, so it's very hard for him. And we bring in Kendra from Sex Rehab. It turns out she has a bigger drug problem that surprised and she let us know. And then Jenny Ketchum continues also, and it's a very intense process. Mike Starr is still sick as hell the whole time.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's doing great though, right now. Last time I saw him, he looked fantastic. But be that as it may, it ends up being a very. I mean, I swear to God, it took 10 years off my life. This particular Sober House. Yeah. It was very.
No, it was rough. Drew, let me ask you how you divorce yourself from being personally invested in your patients that you work so closely with for so long in many cases over the period of sometimes several years. I mean, you have to almost feel like a dad who gets his heart broken by his kid when something goes wrong.
A little bit. You just come to understand how pernicious the disease is, how cunning and baffling it is. And when you get a success, it's so exciting, it's so thrilling, it kind of keeps you going on.
But you don't beat yourself up over
it. I don't beat myself up. People always ask me, you know, who do you still think about? I do. I still think about Sizemore every day. I worry about him. I'm concerned about him. But still, I know, just like if I were treating cancer, I mean, you're more likely to die of addiction than cancer. Most cancers, anyway.
Right.
And so it's like, if you're going to deal with this disease, you got to deal with that reality.
You just have to know that going on.
And you also logically know that there's only so much you can do.
That's exactly right.
On them. It's not really your fault if they fail, if you give them all the tools and the resources that they need.
And relapse and ongoing trouble is often part of the disease, and you just keep swinging away at the plate. Unlike
Soberhouse, I'm sorry, I apologize.
I would say, unlike guys who say have something like schizophrenia, like, are you being to my friend, Mr. Pearson?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that when we come back, because that was a weird thing that put you on the news a couple of days ago. And I know you're very uncomfortable being on television, so it must have been tough for you to have somebody bring a camera over. But Sober House returns tonight at 10 on VH1. We'll talk about the weirdo stalker situation, and also exciting news for Loveline fans.
Yes.
Those that follow Dr. Drew
Take it easy with the exciting.
No, it's good.
I think it might be. I think Loveline fans will be pleased. Dr. Drew has a major announcement for us when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you, Lacey. We are here with Dr. Drew Pinsky, who has, hard to believe, someplace else to go soon. He's got to run.
I wish I didn't, matter of fact.
It is 8:21. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew, of course, is here with Sober House tonight on VH1 at 10. And he is the longtime host of the Loveline radio program, heard across this great nation of ours. For how many years, Dr. Drew? How many years you've been talking to the kids on the Loveline?
Started in 1983.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Crazy. I remember New Year's Eve 1984 because that was Loveline.
Wow.
We did it that night. Actually, it was the night of the first, because it was a Sunday, and so the parade was on a second that year. And so I had trouble getting through the traffic to get to the old K-Rock in Pasadena.
Wow.
On that New Year's Eve. I remember that.
Well, Loveline is, it's a fabric of America now. It's been around for so long. A lot of millions of people listen to it.
Until this announcement.
Now the unraveling begins.
Now the beginning of the end, right? A lot of people thought the thing was over when Corolla left, but now wait till you hear the new depths that we're going to. What do you have for us today, Dr. Drew?
Well, first of all, we've switched our time slot for a little while. We'll still be on Sunday night, 10 to midnight. We will on Monday through Thursday, midnight to 2, because somebody too hot for prime time is joining us. Mr. Psycho Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen. Our own Psycho Mike co-hosting Loveline with Dr.
Yes.
Drew.
And I would urge everyone, by the way, to call into K-Rock programming if you'd like to move it back to 10 to midnight. Because if you want to hear a little Psycho Mike and me, that's the way that's going to happen. If you make enough complaints, it will move back. I'm afraid of moving it back to a more prime time slot, mind you. But I'll see if I can get
afraid of Mike.
I'm afraid of Mike. Yeah. But we got him on Sunday nights already anyway. So hopefully I can get him to behave. But
now,
it's going to be good.
So what Drew is saying is there is a time change for the flagship station in Los Angeles that carries Loveline.
Yes,
information that you've just given out doesn't – the Psycho Mike part is true for everywhere. The time change part doesn't affect people who may be listening in Fresno or Reno or Wichita or Baton Rouge or other places where
Kevin
is.
We will still be sitting in our studio at 10 a minute. And you can all
– Exactly.
You can all call K-Rock and complain, as a matter of fact. Mike, how do you feel about this?
Well, I'm very excited. I'm flattered that I've been given this opportunity. The problem is that I'm so accustomed to being the handsomest and most muscular guy in the room when I'm on the air.
How dare you?
This hurts. Because now you're alongside.
We'll work out together. You can train me. It'd be awesome. Yeah.
So hot.
He's going to make you gay.
Now, Drew, this is an actual serious question. It's going to sound like I'm asking you this because I'm just trying to be wacky radio DJ, but I'm serious. I know that you're the doctor and you have all the experience with the sex and with the addictions and stuff like that. Psycho Mike is as honked up as anyone who's calling your show asking for advice in terms of the trauma and the trouble in his life.
No, but listen. It's really important to have a representative of the callers in the studio.
Well, that's him.
And last time he was on, I mean, mind you, he hauled Steve-O in there, and he and Steve lit farts for 2 hours. That's what they did.
And I wonder why they're moving the show later.
Like a freaking hyena. I've never seen anybody with such joy and laughter.
And
Corolla.
So did you.
How dare you?
Corolla,
First of all, how dare you?
By the way, is another guy just like that where every time is as funny as the first. Every time. It's unbelievable.
Never, I couldn't believe it. But I've never seen my laugh as hard as Mike. That was unbelievable.
But, Drew, how do you look at your 50 years of medical experience and then go in there and stand around while Psycho Mike and Steve are lighting farts and consider that a good use of time?
Inside every man is a 14-year-old dying to come out.
Right.
And Mike brings it out instantly, immediately.
But at some point, you're going to go, what am I doing?
Oh, some point.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Right. Second I took my first breath in the studio.
All right. Dr. Drew is here. The new host of Loveline is going to be Psycho Mike. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew also has Sober House on tonight. On VH1, it's the first episode of Sober House 2.
Yes, it's a very intense one.
We have a couple of things to run by, a couple other stories.
stories quickly before you go. One is research shows smoking weed in rehab is okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's great news.
Enjoy. Listen, here's the Joe Rogan Twittered that one to me and like was throwing waving around in front of me. And I thought, like, Joe, come on.
Quote,
the hell do we know
cannabis use is not seen to compromise substance abuse treatment. That's great news.
Enjoy, guys. Try that one. Try,
all right, so Dr. Drew has signed off on that.
Try it. Listen, my job, I am not interested in bumming anybody's high. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in helping people that want to change that can't. All and that little plan ain't going to work.
This plan, though, with your plan working together, it seems like it would produce good results.
New host of Loveline, Psycho Mike. Loveline, Psycho Mike.
All right, here's here's next item we have
complain.
To run by.
Call Karen
we
need, time slot sucks. Move
we,
to
need a quick, we need a quick Dr. Drew ruling on this. Yeah. Ralph reported a story yesterday that Charlie Sheen is apparently going to be getting day passes from rehab to go and film Two and a Half Men. Yeah. Sound like a good way to recovery?
No. Well, you know, interesting question. A little more complicated than you might think. If it were his first time in treatment, I'd say no way. But Charlie has a long history of sobriety. We really don't know how long he was out this time. It is not unreasonable. Not, I mean, he has got commitments. He's got things he has to do. If he really does this carefully, it always works against the addict to come back to work too soon. Robert Downey Jr. being the sort of case example. Right. He kept coming back. Finally, he said, screw it. I'm going to work on my sobriety. He did. Now he flourishes. We'll see with Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
So it's shaky at best.
It can be done. I can see why they would do it. It's less risky than if he were a newcomer, but it puts him at risk.
Well, my thought was that Charlie Sheen is the star of Two and a Half Men, and he's going to have nothing but 100 people on set with eyes on him minute that he's
that's
there,
right.
And I would think he'd have a lot of support.
Well, that's right. It's not so much that he's likely to relapse on the set or as a result of going back to work. It's that it's just going to take his focus off his sobriety and sort of unravel what needs to be just his full-time preoccupation, which is getting sober.
Last question. Part-time rehab, yes.
Right? Last Psycho question, because we know you got to go and be on TV. That is, how do you have the time to put microphones and transmitters in listeners' penises? That are,
I put it in his head, and that zapped his testicles.
Oh, how it works.
Yeah, and here's the deal. The only reason I became aware of this guy primarily was that he made a small claims action against me about the tampering with the device that I've implanted.
Right.
And then when they asked, why haven't you tried to contact the defendant, he said, well, he's a member of the KKK. They took that case. And that our small claim system is so screwed up. So that's why I became aware of him. Then I found the website dedicated to Bean and me and killing my family.
Yep.
And then my wife found that
website.
Oh. And then she called the PD. And this is why I love my wife. She called and she gets the detective in our house. She goes, he interviewed everybody. She shows the website. And she goes, listen. The detective shows up. Look, you see this? I am not afraid to die. They're talking about killing my kids. I am not afraid to die. I'm going to go postal if you don't get this guy.
Wow.
They're like, okay, we got it.
So basically, I'll go get him.
She goes,
if you
don't understand. They're threatening my kids.
Yeah.
If you don't get him, you're going to have to deal with me.
And that's a natural reaction.
And they believed her, and they should.
But she scares me now.
So it was good.
But a guy like that needs to be arrested. But what happens to him next? Will it be a criminal thing, or will it be a doctor thing?
No, it'll be a criminal thing that goes to the doctor system. He'll be in sort of a psychiatric ward. He'll be probably a year or two there, and hopefully mandated medication and monitoring. I mean, the guy needs it. He ends up on the show. He was raving. Well, last time I was here on your show, there was pictures of him all around the studio.
Oh, I know.
People saying, you know, if you see this man, call the police.
I didn't know
it was the same guy until started putting all the pieces together.
We've been sending him secret messages for a long time, apparently.
Right, through the mics, right now. Honestly, just sending one now, but now.
We go, okay, good. All right, for you.
Yeah, the guy needs treatment. Yeah. Poor guy. Thank God he's in sort of contained environment. He was, and by the way, in court was saying he's going to kill people. I mean, he was very clear. Yeah. You got to contain me because I'm going to go kill.
Yeah.
I still think he'd be a better co-host than Psycho Mike on Loveline. I've got to be honest.
Well, certainly more entertaining.
All right, guys, don't miss Sober House. No. It's a great show. VH1. I never would have pictured VH1 as being the destination that it would handle these shows with the kind of care and class that they have, Dr. Drew. But they really do put a great program together.
You're absolutely right. And they have been beyond helpful in terms of protecting what needs to be done for these people. They've been really, it's hard to believe it's the same show that puts Love of Ray J.
Sure.
Is also the people that, also the people that we can really rely on to do the right thing with our shows. And they have been. They really have been.
Tonight at 10 on VH1, don't miss. It's the premiere of the new Sober House. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Drew Pinsky, check him out on Love.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody, call.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 8:38.
You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Ask a Porn Star with Jessica Drake coming up in about 20 minutes. Thank God we got that buzzkill Dr. Drew out of here before he tried to talk her out of adult film. First, though, look,
I know we've lost this battle. I know that the Twitards have won and that these movies are going to continue to come out as long as they make them and that people like them. But somebody needs to stand up and say to the Twitards, it's crap, right? Somebody needs to say, these are terrible movies. You're being suckered. What are you doing? We have one of the Twitards that works here on the Kevin Beach Show in the studio with us. Casey is in the room. She has the worst job in the world because she has to listen to every second of our show and hit the button when something gets on the air that's not supposed to. So that's her job. Casey, you're a Twitard, right?
For the sake of arguing, yes.
Oh, how dare you!
For the sake of arguing.
Have you gone to both of the previous films on showings before they came out?
At midnight, yes.
Okay.
Well, then you're full-blown
no
Twitard.
No sake of argument.
All right, you want to label me as that.
We've been listening to this trailer. Ralph has seen the trailer today that was just released for the third movie called Eclipse. And it sounds, I mean, it really does sound like a Saturday Night Live parody of a good movie. It sounds horrible. How can you listen to this and go, yes, I'm in, I'm making plans to go?
Because I like the books. That trailer.
Then
the new
read
trailer,
the books again.
It blows. The trailer blows.
You think the trailer looks bad too?
Oh, I think the trailer's awful.
All right. Well, we're all on that
but
same page.
But then again, I also thought the last movie's trailer looked good and the movie blew.
The last movie
wasn't good. And I'm with you. I read all the books as well. So yeah. I will see the movie.
Do you make some sort of deal when you buy the books? You have to sign a contract?
I like the books
enough.
I'll
go see your crappy movies?
You know, I think sometimes
it's
if you've read
binding.
The book, that some of what you've read you can kind of put into the movie and maybe it's a better experience.
You
kind of
want to see what they do with it, even if it blows.
No.
Did you think the first movie was good, Casey?
It was. I liked it better after I saw the second one and how bad the second one was. I appreciate the first one.
The second one was terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I liked getting punched in the face after I got kicked in the balls too, because it was a less painful experience. Doesn't mean I'm eager to get punched in the face again.
Neither of them are acceptable.
This second movie, by the way, made hundreds of millions of dollars. An enormous hit. This one is probably set up to do the exact same thing.
Yep.
And for folks who maybe haven't heard this trailer, listen to this. These are real professional actors who are attempting to show some emotion in their lines.
Isabel Swan, I promise to love you every moment forever.
She's still human. The Volturi don't give second chances.
Why are you so against me becoming like you?
I know the consequences of this choice you're making. After a few decades, everybody knows we did.
Stop right there. Who's that guy?
Robert Pattinson. She asked him, why don't you want me to become a vampire? He's like,
because in a few decades, everyone you know will be dead, and I know what happens, the repercussions.
Somebody shot him with a train dart. He is on just a lidocaine drip through this entire film.
Somebody put Valium in his drink, and he's just...
They don't smile a lot, if that's what you're saying.
True story.
It's dark. Ralph, it's dark.
Casey, I haven't seen the movie.
Look how deep I am. Look how deep and gothic I am, because I talk really low, and I barely move my face. Aren't I deep and sexy?
Casey, why does he talk like that? What's the deal with that dude?
I don't know. It's just he doesn't think that she should become a vampire like him, and she really wants to. He thinks that she's doomed if she becomes a vampire.
We didn't get
so
that part.
He doesn't want that to happen.
Why they act crappy.
More of the trailer?
Is that why he's giving such a passionate speech to try to win her over? Is that what that's about?
Of course.
I think you won't like the people that will die.
He's actually trying to turn her away because he doesn't want her to become a vampire.
Acting like these are people, first of all. Second of all.
What it is you've got three talentless actors who are desperately trying to seem cool and or spooky and or sexy, and all they got is that delivery.
If I talk like this, maybe I'll sound intense.
But they don't have anything going on.
There's a lot of layers inside of me.
Nothing going on.
You wouldn't have to change for me, Bella. I'm in love with you, and I want you to pick me instead of him. You have to consider the idea that I might be better for her than you are.
Edward, she found us.
I'll protect you, no matter what.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
I'm gonna fight for you until your heart stops beating.
That sounds like a death threat to me.
I will fight for you until your heart stops beating.
He means until she becomes a vampire, because then he's lost.
I see.
Right.
Yeah.
I will fight for you until your heart stops beating.
It's infectious. Everyone's got it, though. Dakota Fanning's in there going, the Volturi doesn't give her a second chance.
And she's a good actress.
No, they found us. We're in the woods, and they found us.
If vampires were chasing my ass in the woods, I would manage a little bit more volume. Hey, vampires are coming!
Yeah, that trailer does not sell that movie, though.
It doesn't.
It's supposed to be a lot darker, because they have David Slade directing, who did 30 Days of Night.
Uh-huh,
and,
which
like,
I loved.
You know, dark and whatever. And
right.
Stuff. And so the rumor was that they just had to bring in a new editor, which was the old one from the first two, because his copy was too dark.
Dark.
That's not
so they
so
all
promising.
Were playing that by being boring?
Sure.
That's
you know,
them
it doesn't
being
matter.
Dark. That's
is
them being goth that, and spooky.
Is it possible that Kristen Stewart is the black hole of personality yeah. and everyone around her just starts getting drowsy?
See, I kind of like her.
You do?
Yeah.
She's terrible.
Because she kind of doesn't give
Jesus.
An F. Like, not about it, like job, but I mean, like, when... No, well, she really
she
doesn't give an F about
anything.
A popular Hollywood type and whatever, like... I'll back her.
Here's what I have to say about her.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it until I die. F*** hippies.
Yeah. So grab your patchouli and your Birkenstocks and don't show up on my TV when the Oscars are on. Just say no next time.
But the takeaway of this whole thing, though, is you've all seen or heard the trailer now yes. for Eclipse. Casey and millions of twitards like her see that and go, wow, that's bad. I mean, yeah. What's that about?
nothing could be bad enough to keep them away.
Hey, Ralph wants to be in Sharktopus, so, I mean, that thing
looks
bad.
Because it's bad.
That thing looks stellar.
Because I'm
that's
relishing
bad
in bad. I'm not
bad
pretending it's not bad.
These guys are trying to act like it's great.
Plus, I read the Sharktopus book, and I'm just all involved in the characters.
Ask a Porn Star coming up in the next half hour here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Is Miss Drake here yet?
Jessica is here in the next room.
Fantastic.
And here I am taking up valuable airtime while she's sitting there waiting to come on.
Now it's time for the world's shortest showbiz beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I do have a quick email to read from listener John Allen. John is one of the many people, as I mentioned all day today, who was demanding that we pay homage to Bobby McFerrin. And don't worry, be happy, you know.
Getting a lot of that demand, are you?
Yes, I told you that, and you didn't believe me. So I just wanted to read you a little email from another Bobby McFerrin fan who celebrates his 60th birthday today. Right. Ralph, I heard you mention on today's Showbiz Beat that Bobby McFerrin is celebrating his birthday. Well, you may think that Bobby is off the radar, but I have inside info that he just auditioned for a part on an episode of your favorite show, Glee. He read for the part of a substitute teacher who comes into the school and introduces the kids to rapping in a big production number. Well, good news, bad news. Unfortunately, Bobby didn't get the part. His career resurgence will have to wait. But the good news is that the part will be played by none other than Bill Murray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Turns out that, like you, Murray's a huge fan of the show and had his people line up an audition, which he nailed. Producers of the show know that people may be apprehensive, but they insist that everyone is going to be blown away by Bill Murray's Glee rapping.
Don't worry.
Wow.
Glee rapping. Bill Murray's Glee rapping.
I was under-impressed.
Just saying, we may have a new Rock Me Amadeus here, that's all I'm saying.
You kind of suck.
Thank you, John. Thank you for your contribution. I appreciate it.
You kind of sucked.
Easy there, Simon. Why doesn't my...
I think it was verging on stupid, what you just did.
Hey, look, this isn't right. Well, that's not right.
Had trouble with your machine there?
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
Before you start doing other radio shows, maybe you want to nail this one down, Psycho Mike, before you start spreading around your talents.
You know,
maybe get things going on one show at a time.
I actually think it was Dr. Drew who screwed that up with his coffee explosion.
He didn't come in.
Dr. Drew's coffee explosion, by the way.
He didn't
playing
come in
the
and
start, this weekend.
He threw coffee everywhere.
Okay, now Kevin doesn't want me to do this.
It's on.
Do you not want me this to play?
It's on and it's up, dude.
Did he pour the coffee on my machine?
He did.
Oh, well, then that's what the problem is. I'm sure something has been shorted out or something, and that's why it's not working. So we'll just have to sally forth without the sound effect.
Just give me the sound effect.
Shan't we? Congratulations to Mario Lopez. Apparently, Mario's girlfriend, Courtney Mazza, is pregnant. Who would have thought that Mario would be able to take time out from looking in the mirror to have sex with a woman? I find that hard to believe. Stopped doing crunches for 5 minutes, was able to impregnate her. People Magazine says that this is their first child, and he is fired up about the news.
Fired up!
Now, what are the odds that Extra will do any sort of coverage on this blessed event? Do you think that'll happen at all, the show he hosts over there, Extra?
They did 6 months on finding
they
a dog?
They did do 6 months on him looking for a puppy, that's true.
Probably not.
So they'll probably just ignore the pregnancy,
yeah,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Joe Fiennes, star of Flash Forward. He is also a brand new dad. His wife, Maria, who is a Swiss model, by the way.
All right.
Oh. All right. You don't meet a lot of Swiss models.
Not enough.
It's either Swiss model or Swiss yodel. Maybe a typo here. I'm not sure. She gave birth to their first child, a daughter, on Monday. No word on the baby's name yet, but you know I'm the guy who always asks too many questions.
Don't!
But forgive me if this is stupid.
You have the opportunity Fiennes, not to here.
He is Ralph Fiennes' brother? They are related?
Yes.
The acting Fiennes are brothers.
Fiennes,
okay.
Joseph Fiennes is Ralph Fiennes' brother.
Yeah. I don't know that I had previously thought of that. That's interesting.
No.
Well, you like to stay current. He was in Shakespeare in Love a decade ago, so maybe that could have came up then.
I just don't care at all.
And Eric Dane and Rebecca Gayhart.
Eric.
They've got a newborn child as well.
What's happening?
Dr. McSteamy talked to People Magazine and said that there's a little girl named Billy. Billy Dane. Not to be confused with Billy Zane, who was a large actor who was bald. Billy Beatrice Dane is her name.
Lovely, lovely female name.
Doesn't roll off the tongue. That
really
sure.
does not. But congratulations.
Kelly Osbourne got a scare last week when her dog started eating an entire pack of sugar-free gum. Did you have any idea that artificial sweetener was poisonous to dogs?
No.
Nor did I.
Wow.
Apparently her dog became unresponsive.
Wow.
Which is another way to say that Corey Haim took the dog for a walk.
Oh, my God.
That's the bad news.
But apparently she rushed him to the vet, and all is fine. But she wanted to warn all of us dog lovers out here that gum can be very, very dangerous to your puppy. So be careful.
I had no idea.
I would think choking, but I would not know about that whole artificial sweetener thing.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
All right.
And while we're talking about bad movies, of course, we covered Twilight pretty extensively this hour.
Oh, wait, I forgot.
The new
I was wondering why you did that the first time and then never went back to it again if you had it.
You haven't forgot. 30 seconds later, you forgot he had that. Twilight, the trailer for the new Twilight sequel, Eclipse, is available on the Twilight YouTube channel. You can check it out there. I think we also have it on kevinandme.com, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe we do as well.
But they've just announced there will be yet another Alvin and the Chipmunks movie.
Oh, no.
As well.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, it'll be done in 3D.
Oh,
nope.
Of course.
No.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the 3D-quel.
Nope.
Yeah.
And it will be out in time for Christmas 2011, so circle your calendars.
The I don't have the numbers in my fingertip, but the Squeakquel made some ridiculous amount. I mean, like $500 million worldwide type box office for the Squeakquel. It's crazy how popular those Chipmunks movies are.
How about a good movie? How about news about a good movie?
Please.
Yeah, I know. I tried it myself just to see if it might work, and it did. I was very excited. Oh, yeah? So, take that. I've got tickets to give away to the premiere of Hot Tub Time Machine.
What?
How great does this movie look?
It looks so funny.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Looks so funny.
I was, first time I've ever been disinvited from a screening, by the way, last night for Hot Tub Time Machine.
They made the right decision. I don't know what happened, but they made the right decision.
They sent me an invitation yesterday, and I said, oh, I'd love to go to your screening. Could you have room for me? And they said, absolutely. We'll see you tonight. So I went to check to see what time it was on the invitation before I left the house last night, and I had another email from the same company saying, you know what? No room for you.
Not so much.
Don't come. And I was like, ouch.
Maybe the screenings all took place back in the 80s.
File.
Come on. It's a movie about people who get into a hot tub and transport it back in the... I'm saying, what if you had to go...
It must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
That's all I'm saying.
No! Anyway, so I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm really looking forward to it because it looks awesome. John Cusack and Craig Wilson, comedian Craig Wilson's in it.
And a bunch of funny people. Lisa's not paying attention.
Not at all.
She's typing. She's reviewing Sons and Daughters on her TV blog.
Boringblog.com.
I stopped listening after Bean's comment.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, I've got tickets for the premiere and after party of Hot Tub Time Machine. How about that? A regular big-time Hollywood red carpet premiere.
Is the screening in the 80s?
It is. You have to go to the 80s.
I am standing by that. That was a good joke. That
was
well-crafted.
Huge mistake on
Come your on.
You are
Nobody's with me. Nobody's with me on that.
No, you're a dumbass.
You are suspended for 1 week. Why don't you take next
one,
week
One, two,
off?
Three. Hot Tub Time Machine.
I'm with you, Ralph.
Yeah, I think Bean needs a little suspension.
You need a week off.
Yeah, to think about what you've done.
Sorry.
You just take some time and think about what you've done next week. Don't bother coming in. We'll send you a check.
I think you guys are missing out on that one. I really do. I think that one's your loss.
If you'd like to go to the premiere, be one of the first five callers now at 1-800-520-1067. You'll get a four-pack of tickets. Usually I just give away a pair. This time, you get a four-pack of tickets. You and three of your best friends. because, you know, four people in a hot tub.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
That makes sense.
So enjoy the premiere of Hot Tub Time Machine, the movie.
Hurry up! I can see the 90s!
The movies in theaters March the 26th, but of course you'll see it way before everybody else. Today's celebrity birthdays. As we mentioned, Bobby McFerrin is 60 years old today.
Yep.
If you like, I can play you some more. Don't worry.
No.
It's very catchy, that song.
Good that one goes away.
Lisa Loeb is 42. Terrence Howard is 41. Johnny Knoxville celebrates his 39th birthday. Benji and Joel Madden of Good Charlotte are 31 years old today. Thora Birch. Thora Birch is 28 years old today. And Tanya Chin is 21.
Just pushing all the buttons?
Ralph Garman, I love the show business.
Finally, we got through the boring parts of the Kevin Bean Show to get to the only part we cared about today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to our studio multiple AVN award winner and Hall of Famer Jessica Drake joining us here from Wicked Pictures. Hi, Jessica. How you been, sweetheart?
Really good. It's a pleasure to be back here with you guys. Thanks for having me again.
It's better for us. It's great to see you. We're going to be taking your questions for Miss Drake. If you'd like to ask a porn star, we always like to give her the opportunity to answer the questions that you have at 1-800-520-1067. But first, we got some business we got to talk about. I've been, of course, you know, going to your website, jessicadrake.com, and I can't help but notice that you have a picture of you with Mike Tyson on your site and also a picture of you with a goat. Now, that was either a hell of a party. Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
What happened here?
What are the circumstances that led to both of those photos being taken, Jessica?
Okay, well, I'll tell you about Mike Tyson because it's probably easier to explain. I was at a party in Las Vegas, and we were at the private area of LAX nightclub. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Noir. Thank you. And, you know, he was just there hanging out, and he knew who I was, and he was very nice. I still have both ears. Nothing traumatic happened. He was just really chill, super laid back, and I was really impressed, you know, with the whole situation.
He was high.
Now the goat.
Yes, the goat not so high.
My friend is a photographer, and I was doing a big photo shoot for him, and he happened to mention to me that his goat had just had baby goats, and I said, "We'll bring them over here." So we were holding them like puppies and just petting goats.
Okay, great. That has the potential to go very wrong very fast. Anytime you're
going to call BS on that story, that's totally made up. That's not what happened. I don't know what happened, but it wasn't that. That's what I do know.
You've been in the business for a few years now.
Yeah,
you're smart enough to know that when you're in a photo shoot and a guy says, "Oh, I happen to have a goat over here,"
hold my goat. Here, hold this goat and pick up a phone. This phone and this goat. And
you say, why?
I know.
Jessica is going to be appearing in West Hollywood, California at the Pleasure Chest tonight from 5 until 9 o'clock. 4 hours is an awfully long in-store. What do you got going on down there for that long tonight?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm going to do it with Kehlani Lay.
Wait.
that's not what's going on at the signing.
I mean, she'll be there.
It could be. Right? But she'll be there with
me. Don't mix it without thinking about it.
Okay, you're right. It's possible. Right. We are going to do the signing at the Pleasure Chest, and it's a rare local LA appearance. We hardly ever both appear at the same place at the same time here. And we've got a lot of DVDs, all of our newest stuff that just came out, and we're signing free autographed posters for everybody that comes and stands in line. And we're also doing Polaroids and all kinds of giveaways. And I've done was doing a Playboy radio show last night, and I'm going to do the same thing here that I did there. If you guys come in and you tell me that you heard me on K-Rock this morning, there's something special in it for you.
I love the sound of that.
All of our minds are racing right now.
Yeah.
There's something special in it for you. Okay. All right. So mention the Kevin and Bean Show tonight when you go to the Pleasure Chest in West Hollywood. Yeah. All right.
You're going to have guys showing up, dropping their pants, going, "All right, I'm ready. Something special. Make it happen."
Yeah. Everybody's really good at when I do store signings. I've had a couple of really funny things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have had guys drop trow and ask me to sign their bums.
Sure.
I've had a lot of funny things. Absolutely. Okay. And then, but the hair clogged up the Sharpie.
Oh, wow.
Too much information?
Well, yeah.
You were on the dude's ass.
So if you're going to come and have me sign a body part, just shave a little area for me. That's all
I
ask
you.
Although I know one of your big
hits. Supply of Sharpies.
One of your big hit films was Space Nuts, and that leads me to think of what kind of side it could be going on as well tonight, too. All right, so Jessica, we're going to take a break and allow folks to give us a call at 1-800-520-1067 just by means of just a little bit of background. I imagine when people meet you and find out what you do for a living, if they're not already aware, there are a few basic questions you probably get asked a lot about getting into the business and whatnot, right? Do you mind answering questions like that?
No, I don't mind answering questions like that at all. I mean, there's probably no question that I haven't been asked at least once.
Now that the goat's been covered.
Yeah, I mean, we took care of that.
All right. How often do you get a chance to actually ask a real-life big-time porn star? You can do it right now, 1-800-520-1067. Our guest is the beautiful Jessica Drake. We'll return right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 26 minutes after 9 o'clock.
So you want to ask a porn star? Boobs large. You give the inside of my pants a big charge. Having sex in front of the world, I really like your boobies. I gotta go now, I'm gonna go watch one of your movies. Ask a porn star, ask a porn star, porn star, porn star.
All right, thank you, RJ Omar Khan. The beautiful Jessica Drake is in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. You can meet her in person tonight, signing autographs along with the equally beautiful Kehlani Lay. That is going to be tonight at the Pleasure Chest in West Hollywood starting at 5 o'clock. If you happen to be listening in Los Angeles, go by and say hi to Jessica. Special something for you if you mention you heard her on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, we have time for a few calls here for Ask a Porn Star at 1-800-520-1067. If you've always wanted to ask either Jessica or anyone in the industry a question, why don't we start with... wow, we got some good ones here. Let's start with Lisa. She's on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for calling. You're on with Jessica Drake. Ask a porn star.
Ask a porn star.
I'd like to know, how is it that all porn stars, including you, keep your backside so nice and pretty? I mean, you know, aside from maybe waxing and, you know, keeping up.
Is there a lot of maintenance involved in your line of work, Jessica?
Exactly. You know what? That's a really great question, and it's so great to kick off all these questions with a question from a woman. I have to tell you that I'm one of the few women that I know of, off the top of my head, that really doesn't have a problem with any kind of razor burn. I'm a big fan of shaving. I have been waxed once before, but to me personally, it wasn't something that I would repeat. It was a really painful experience. Some women do it and do great with it.
Waxing to me seems like it's a practical joke that's been played on women for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah,
and people go, you'll never believe they let me put wax on them and then rip it off. Terrible.
But razor burn can be a real issue.
I mean, right. And that's really true. So, I mean, I think waxing is a great alternative. But for me personally, I have a very close shave, and I'm not afraid to use a mirror in the shower.
I'm trying to picture that right now.
Yeah. Lisa, thank you for the call. Oh, hey, Jessica, have you ever shaved even one time while operating a motor vehicle?
No! Who does that? I guess we know.
Right.
Wow. No, I don't have the shaver that plugs into the cigarette lighter. You know?
Probably safer that way.
Why?
Good advice.
Why would you do that?
Let's try Lorenzo on line 5. I imagine this is a question you get a lot, but frankly, I'm even fascinated. Hi, Lorenzo. You're on with Jessica Drake. Go ahead.
What's up, Jessica? You're totally hot.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for calling.
Ask a porn star.
Thank you.
Sorry, honest question, because I know you have the exact answer in your head. How many times have you had a real, honest-to-goodness orgasm in the middle of a scene?
I'm trying to count.
She's using her fingers, and now she's got a
and toes,
pencil.
And, well, here's the deal.
Calculator.
Obviously, it's easier... for a man to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. We understand. Right. Go ahead.
Okay. That being said, I make it a point to mentally get in the right frame of mind or to get in the right physical position.
Right.
That's my ultimate goal.
Wow.
I would say that it probably with me happens 75 to 80...
times a day.
Percent of the time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But let me just say that's what I use our softcore shoots for. If it doesn't happen while we're shooting the hardcore version, then when we switch camera angles, then it happens for me. Wow. I make it my goal because I think it's very important. The guy gets his,
right?
I should get mine. That being said, there
how
are
common
some,
is that though?
There
are a lot of women who don't ever have orgasms while they're working, right?
I feel really bad for them.
Or while they're not working.
I feel really bad for them. I put myself, I work with a very small list of people, first of all, and I have serious chemistry with each person that I work with. Mm-hmm. I only do things that are appealing to me. I only do things that turn me on. I don't do things that are painful or anything like that. I mean, it's my goal. I'm having sex on camera, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
This is the voice of the lovely Jessica Drake, jessicadrake.com. She is going to be appearing at the Pleasure Chest in West Hollywood tonight, starting at 5, signing copies of everything. Listen, before we go to...
And what are we doing right now, Bean?
We're doing Ask a Porn Star right now.
Ask a Porn Star.
I do want to go to Jesse's call next, but before we do that, we have to give our own Psycho Mike a shout out because Mike, you and Jessica's careers have intertwined a couple of times in recent years. Tell me about that.
Well, I have titled a couple porn movies for the company she works for, and she's in 3 movies that I have titled.
That's amazing.
Come on.
Nicely.
Who can say that?
Nobody.
Who can say
any
that?
Any of those Wicked Pictures titles that we're allowed to mention on the air?
Well, I believe Red, White, and Goo is one that we can mention.
Oh, you were in Red, White, and Goo, Jessica. I love that one. It's so patriotic.
I suppose I was.
All right, let's take Jesse's call. That may be the last one we have time for. Your chance to ask a porn star, Jesse.
Ask a porn star.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what was the average size of a male porn star?
Average size of a...
See, that's a little bit different than the question that I was expecting.
You were expecting normal for a normal guy, right?
Yeah. And let me
give us both answers.
Let me just preface what the answer that I'm about to give you. Like I was mentioning before, I have a very specific list of people that I work with. Mm-hmm. I think the average size of a male porn star is probably a bit larger than the average man that does not do porn.
Right.
That being said, I prefer an average man that does not do porn size as opposed to, say, the 8 or 9 inches that I think is prevalent in the industry.
Oh, man.
And without going into...
Mike is so happy right now.
No, it looks like he's just been left out.
Yeah,
good face, by the way. Really good face. Oh, man. But that being said, without getting too graphic,
right.
I just think that if it's not ridiculously huge... there's a lot more you can do with it.
All right.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah. Good answer.
Thank you.
So work with what you got, gentlemen. That's what Jessica said.
Absolutely.
All right. Here's the rundown. Jessica's going to be appearing with Kehlani Lay tonight at the Pleasure Chest in West Hollywood starting at 5 o'clock. Go by. Mention you heard her on the Kevin and Bean Show for something special. Everybody else, go on by and you know, get whatever you want to sign. You're taking pictures with the fans and everything.
Shave.
you also are a writer and director. You're doing some writing and directing for Wicked Pictures, too. You got something like that on the horizon coming out soon?
Yeah, definitely. I just finished a movie called 3 Days in June. It just came out of editing. And
are you June?
I believe I am. I am, actually.
Nice.
And I think that we're going to bring that title out in June, to release in June. I've written now with Wicked for about 3 years, and I've been directing for about a year. And it's
USA!
Thank you.
USA! USA!
It's really great to be the writer and the director, because any type of fantasy that I have, anybody that I particularly want to work with, I just write it into a movie. So
yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's kind of good to be the boss that way.
Sure.
It gives me a lot of opportunities to act out every fantasy.
You should
that
put
I
that
have.
Goat in. The goat.
Right there, you go. Ready to go.
Well, Jessica, you are doing the Lord's work. I know he would be pissed at me saying that to you, but you really are. You're doing the Lord's work. Please go to jessicadrake.com for all the latest. Thank you so much for coming in on the Kevin and Bean Show today.
Thanks, and you can also follow me on twitter.com/TheJessicaDrake.
Thank you, and our apologies to Cypress Hill for this.
Ask a porn star.
We're just trying to say, Lisa, you can learn a little something from women like Jessica Drake who have it going on. That's all.
A little something.
Did you not hear my story earlier?
Your story today was good.
What have you done for me lately? All right, everyone's got a story back in the day. What do you got going on these days?
Well, nothing that created an accident. I have learned that lesson.
Learned to not do that one.
I'm going to see Fritz Coleman's one-man show. Come on.
Fix your time.
Jessica is lovely, and she left us some tremendous parting gifts, and I think that's an outstanding trend for all guests as well. Right now, though, time for the final look at the showbiz beat for a Thursday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's our friend Ralph Garvin.
Miss Conan O'Brien?
What?
Do you miss
that?
Conan?
A new
pageant?
Oh,
Miss Conan O'Brien? Like
Miss Conan O'Brien? Question mark.
I liked him.
Well, here's your chance to get your dose of Conan. He is going to go on tour. A live Conan O'Brien comedy show will be working its way across these United States and Canada over the next 2 months.
Hi, I'm Conan O'Brien.
Conan has announced it
that's
as...
a great drop, Bean.
Thanks for that input.
In case anyone didn't know who we were talking about or what he sounded like when he said his own name.
That was super helpful.
Yeah. Play it again, maybe.
Make sure you save that one.
Pete is a recluse who has every sound bit at his fingertips that has ever happened in history.
Why would you do that?
I'm Conan O'Brien.
Hi, I'm Conan O'Brien.
What's good. Going on with Conan? What do you say? He's taking it to the road?
That really helps sell what Ralph is talking
about. I'm just worn down. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Ralph?
I'm just saying.
He's just trying to help in the way he knows how.
Conan is doing his national tour that he is entitled The Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television Tour.
Hi, I'm Conan O'Brien.
Is that how he starts it?
Can I get Conan O'Brien and Claude Akins both introducing
no.
the show? Eugene, Oregon will be the kickoff spot April the 12th. Then it'll work its way across the United States. 20 different states, 30 different cities between April 12th and June 14th, including the famed Bonnaroo Music Festival. So for more information, you can go to teamcoco.com, see the entire tour schedule, and you can get tickets there as well or via Ticketmaster. So.
By the way, that's kind of a cool idea to do that at a music festival. That's a whole different thing, right?
That's balls.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's risky, but...
I don't know if that's a good idea. Depends on where you go in the lineup, I guess.
Yeah, where you are.
Comedy and rock and roll do not usually mix. I forget who it was. Maybe it was Bobcat Goldthwait or buddy.
Used to open for Nirvana.
Used to open for Nirvana. Yeah. And you're going out there to a rock and roll crowd that wants to hear music. They're in a certain mindset. They don't really want to pay attention to your comic musings. They don't want to hear about your observations of daily life.
Yeah.
They're all baked and they're wearing the t-shirt from the band that they bought out in the concert. You know, when
Miss Cleo's mad.
And Miss Cleo's mad at him. Right. It's just, I don't know.
What if he starts...
Hi, I'm Conan O'Brien.
So take it from me, Claude Akins.
Yes, if he has Claude Akins as a special guest... and he says his name on stage, I think he'll be just fine.
It's risky, but I like it. I like it.
That was a request. That wasn't me this time. Ralph asked for it.
Oliver Stone's sequel, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps.
Yeah, what about that? Is that a good to you guys?
You know what?
I
He's so hit or miss.
Yeah. I think of Oliver Stone the way I think of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Which is, even in his worst films, there's something compelling and interesting about his work.
But they can be bad.
Sure, yeah. It's possible.
Not always. Sometimes they're brilliant.
Wall Street, I think, is a movie with a lot of flaws. A lot of problems in that movie,
oh, really?
In my opinion.
Remember that.
But it's got some great moments as well, including a great performance by Michael Douglas, who returns in this sequel as Gordon Gekko. The thing I was getting at was we were supposed to be able to see it in April, right. But they pushed back the release date to September 24th because what's the French movie? Festival. I'm drawing a blank.
Cannes Film Festival
has announced they would like to premiere the film there at the festival.
Okay.
So Oliver Stone said, fine. So they're going to have to push back the release of the film until after the Cannes Film Festival on September the 24th. But Shia LaBeouf, Carey Mulligan, who's a great little actress if you saw in Education.
She's wonderful.
Josh Brolin, Frank Langella, Susan Sarandon. I mean, that's a great, great cast. So actually, I'm looking forward to it. We're just going to have to wait a little bit longer. And Corey Haim, who died of an apparent overdose yesterday. Already the spin is coming from his representatives. Mark Heeslip is the name of his agent, who's been with him for about a year and a half, and said that he did not die from an overdose.
Okay.
That Corey had a fever and had trouble breathing the night of his death and collapsed before his mom could call an ambulance, and it was not drug-related whatsoever. To which Dr. Drew told me earlier today, no 38-year-old dies of natural causes.
Yeah, that's...
He must have had some problem fighting off some infection because of his drug use or something. Yeah. Trust me, it was related. So
and
we'll
it's
have to
super
see
provable, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see what the autopsy says.
You're
going to
be able to...
I don't know why he's trying to spin it otherwise, but I don't know.
Agents are sworn to tell the truth, though, right?
That's true. They always do present nothing but the truth. I was glad to see Corey Feldman jump right in front of a camera last night on Larry King and talk about Corey Haim. Couldn't get to a camera fast enough.
What did Larry know about any of those guys?
So, the Lost Boys. You were vampires. Go. That's what he said, pretty much.
And then he left the studio.
Yes. But it's just, Corey Feldman was reportedly heartsick and shattered.
Yeah.
And managed to pull himself together enough to get in front of a camera and do an interview. If my best friend died, I don't think I would be jumping down to the CNN studios on Sunset Boulevard for a week or so, maybe.
Yeah. But, maybe a break.
Today's celebrity birthday is Anton Yelchin. Very talented young actor, is 21 years old today. He played Chekhov in Star Trek and was in Terminator Salvation. Thora Birch is 28 years old. Benji and Joel Madden of Good Charlotte are 31 years old. Johnny Knoxville turns 39. Terrence Howard turns 41. Lisa Loeb is 42 years old. Bobby McFerrin turned 60 years old today, and I promised you a little Don't Worry, Be Happy.
And I'm a man of my word.
Come on now. Everybody, come on.
Be happy.
This was a horrible song, though, right, Ralph?
This is a horrible song that will get stuck in your head all day.
We've been singing it in the office all day. It's a nightmare.
Even worse video.
Oh, you kidding me? Robin Williams at his funniest.
Terrible video.
He wears a hat. In that video. And I believe Tails, if I'm not mistaken.
Doesn't matter how much you hate this song, you'll be singing it this afternoon.
And it will make you happy.
No, it won't.
Don't worry, be happy. It's the devil's music. The devil.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have to continue into the story that Spencer Pratt has been fired by Heidi.
That's the word.
Wow, fired. That's got to hurt.
Fired. She replaced him with a psychic to run her career.
That's not. Look, we're not making that up. That's a true story. That's science.
Separate from the fact that they're married, if she's just evaluating him on the basis of how he's done managing her career, he has been a failure. Because everything she has done outside of The Hills, which is out of her control, has flopped.
No, I agree. But usually they're, united.
Well, hey, time out. She did sell almost 1,000 copies of her album.
That's true.
Movie Beat, because tomorrow's Friday. We have comedian Bill Burr, who's one of the guys on April Foolishness.
Oh, so funny.
Very funny, dude. We got him in tomorrow. And from She's Out of My League, Alice Eve.
Oh my God!
Listen to that.
Hi, I'm Conan O'Brien.
All right. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Cat Corbett's up next. How about 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music? Stay right where you are for Rage Against the Machine. Also Nirvana, Weezer, new one from Gorillaz, Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and more. All straight ahead. And not anymore of this song coming up on the world-famous K-Rock.
Don't worry, be happy.